This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They're women honored for women's rights. An African president and two activists sharing the Nobel Peace Prize. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin, live in London.
That's right, the winners are Africa's first elected female president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf of Liberia. Also in Liberia, Lema Gbowee, who pushed for peace during the civil war there, and a young journalist in Yemen, Tawakkul Karman, credited, the Nobel Committee says, with activism that predates the Arab uprising.
Many years before, she stood up against one of the most authoritarian and autocratic regimes.
That's Norwegian Nobel Committee Chairman Thorbjørn Jagland. Dave?
Alistair, did more Americans find work last month? We'll find out this morning in the September jobs report, a month after there was no job growth at all. Economists expect the unemployment rate to stay at 9.1% as President Obama keeps urging Congress to pass his job creation bill. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president vowing to keep up pressure on Congress to pass all of his jobs bill.
The economy is just too fragile for us to let politics get in the way.
But while the president is focused on the House, which won't vote on the entire plan, Senate Republicans tried to force a vote on the president's plan, only to be blocked by Democrats. GOP leader Mitch McConnell arguing Democrats are being political.
By arguing for a permanent tax hike to pay for a temporary stimulus.
Democrats argue the GOP move was just a political stunt. They're trying to build support for a modified version of the president's jobs plan, one with a surtax on millionaires. Dave?
Mike, those anti-Wall Street protests keep spreading across the country.
We're together with those on the East Coast.
She rallied in Salt Lake City. In Sacramento, 19 were arrested demonstrating overnight, 11 detained by police, and they walked into a bank while protesting in Los Angeles. Hurricane Irwin has formed out in the Pacific, but the bigger concern is a winter storm in parts of Wyoming, Idaho, and Utah today. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jim saw the negotiations sliding off track. Both he and Bill, the man across the table, wanted the deal done, but they had a list of differences to settle. All that morning, Jim watched as Bill's answer shortened and his face grew longer. Tensions mounted and prospects dimmed. Then Jim asked a simple question. He said, "Bill, are you angry with me?" Bill paused. He let out a deep breath and said, "No, but I was angry at the situation. I apologize. Now let's get this done." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Funny thing about anger, in the face of gentle honesty, it often diffuses. The best solution typically runs straight through the problem in the high calling of our daily work.
For more information, visit ourdailywork.org.
When we get a chance to tell Rush Limbaugh what we think, we say, "Thanks, big guy." Rush Limbaugh, weekdays at 11 on WTAW College Station, Bryan.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. At Pioneer Steel, we provide the highest quality products for your structural steel, pipe, and metal building needs. Other companies offer imported sheet metal, secondary, or number two material. When you do business with Pioneer Steel, you get domestic, number one sheet metal, and new structural pipe with written manufacturer-backed warranties. Ask our competition if they provide the same.
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
It's celebration time at Caldwell Country. Honored as one of General Motors' 2010 Mark of Excellence Award winners. Caldwell Country selling new cars at celebration blowout prices. Come join the celebration for top increase in new car sales. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. Call 979-567-1500. Online at CaldwellCountry.com.
It's time again to stomp some grapes and eat some steak at the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. As always, enjoy different wines from across the Lone Star State and beef from local ranchers. Crowd favorites are back, including the Grape Stomp, Kid Zone, and Shopping. And on Saturday night, we're proud to welcome four-time Grammy Award nominee Joe Nichols. And we didn't forget, October is football season, so there will be a tailgate area set up showing your favorite teams. It's the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more info.
Hi, this is Debbie Davis. I have a show on Sunday morning that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is a program that interviews local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Dr. Reese about sleep apnea and Richie James about our health and wellness. If you would like to catch up on any of our past interviews, go to BrazosWellness.com. Be sure to listen Sunday morning at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
Lower expenses. Those two small words mean big benefits to your bottom line. Here are two words that can help. Sam's Club. Not a member? Bring a recent business invoice to your local club and preview your savings during the business stock-up event, 7 a.m. to noon, October 4th or 5th. Need more proof? Try a 15-week membership for only $15. It's that easy. And the results will leave you saying three words, sign me up. See club for offer details. Sam's Club. Savings made simple.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement community in the heart of Bryan, invites you to join us for our Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon, October 20th at 11:30 a.m. You will enjoy a specially prepared lunch followed by a tour of the community and learn about our select apartment special starting at $9.99. To reserve your spot at the Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon on October 20th or to find out about our $9.99 specials, call 979-774-1298. That's 979-774-1298. At Waldenbrook Estates, we're living life for less.
Which of these shows is not like the others? Neil Bortz at 9 on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. WTAW News Time is 6:07 and at 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain wowed Aggieland on Thursday.
Let the signing begin.
500 copies of This Is Herman Cain did not meet the demand of those wanting an autographed copy and a moment to speak with the Atlanta businessman.
I want you to keep going.
I will. I will.
You're my guy.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. I'm going to keep going. I don't know how to spell quit.
Cain was asked what he would tell opponent Rick Perry, an A&M graduate.
May the best man win. It's just that simple. This is why we compete. And so may the best man win. I happen to believe that there are a lot of people here in Texas who will like my message. I know that he has a lot of people in here who likes his message. So I'm not afraid to go into the backyard of any of the candidates because we've got people who may have differences of opinions all over the state of Texas as well as all over the United States.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The local Better Business Bureau has issued an advisory to check with your financial institutions. Bill McGuire says some are raising debit card fees.
The law has changed for what banks can charge as average fees for debit card transactions. It's commonly known as the swipe fee. And it used to be that banks were charging on average 44 cents per transaction. The new law caps that fee at 21 cents. So as you can imagine, banks are kind of scrambling to replace some of that lost income.
McGuire says part of reviewing fees is to read the inserts and other mail that comes from your bank or credit union. And if you found out you're being charged for the first time or if that fee is going up, McGuire suggests negotiating. More comments are on our website at WTAW.com. Wildfires that killed two and destroyed more than 1,500 homes in Bastrop County have also brought the loss of nearly 1.5 million trees. The Texas Forest Service says more than 16,000 acres of pine and mixed trees burned last month. Trees killed and those still alive but are expected to die equal about 850,000 green tons of timber or 24 million cubic feet. That's worth more than $14 million as they stood in the forest. For the second time this year, a College Station man has been arrested for improper photography. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway is accused of videotaping a woman while she was taking a shower. Officer Rhonda Seaton says investigators found the video in Calloway's computer, which was seized when he was arrested in May.
He had climbed over a privacy fence and up onto an air conditioner and placed a camera in that victim's window.
Seaton suggests keeping windows covered to prevent outsiders from looking in.
Close your blinds, close your curtains. If you have a window that can't have blinds or curtains put on it and you want to make sure that you have your privacy, you can buy some frosting that's just stick-on. You can get it at the big box hardware stores, and it's just a stick-on.
Callaway is out on bond from both arrests. Gas hasn't been cheap in the recent months, but one expert says that's about to change.
Analyst Tom Closa says the oil market is ricocheting higher.
I'm afraid that a lot of places that saw $3 or less are probably going to go back a little bit higher here in the next couple of weeks or so. It's really very violent out there.
He says the issue isn't demand because that's weak. The problem is supply, which is pretty tight. And Closa cautions prices aren't really going to fall again unless we slip into a recession. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Just a couple of guys who took off on their motorcycles who needed something to eat and a place to talk with people. That's part of the premise of a new History Channel show featuring two Brian men. While the debut of Hairy Bikers is Monday night, you can see Bill Allen and Paul Patronella tomorrow at the Texas Reds Festival. Patronella, who is a local four-star chef and also runs a local bait shop, says they've put together 12 episodes.
We go places, we learn about locals. We figure out what's fun to do there and go do it. And usually it involves killing something and eating it or just cooking something new, you know, that maybe we haven't had before. It's a lot of fun, you know. It's basically just us riding around.
Off the road less than 2 weeks following 2 months of a 16-hour workday, Allen and Patronella will be doing a food demonstration at the Reds Festival this Saturday afternoon at 5.
Yeah, we'll do something with the theme, you know. The theme of the event, something to go good with steak and wine.
Six sets of chefs will be on the Palace Theater stage tomorrow beginning at 11. And you can hear more on our website at WTAW.com. Just a reminder that the Reds does start today and many roads around downtown Bryan will be closed, including parts of William J. Bryan. For more information on road closures, visit www.texasredsfestival.com. WTAW news time is 6:12 and it's 71 degrees. More news coming up in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Mesrell, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
My name is Nora Thompson.
Patricia Gerling.
Reba Bragsdale, and I am a breast cancer survivor.
And I'm a breast cancer survivor.
I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Join with Aguilene Outfitters in supporting the Pink Alliance by pinking out Kyle Field on October the 29th.
For more information, visit pinkoutkyle.com.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Howdy, this is Vic Schaefer. I'm pleased to announce Jennifer Jones, Texas A&M Associate Strength and Conditioning Coach, as the honoree for my inaugural Vic Schaefer's Coaches of Character Golf Classic benefiting the Hope Pregnancy Center. Please join me on Monday, October 10th at the Pebble Creek Country Club with early registration at 8:30 a.m. followed by a shotgun start at 10 a.m. For more information, contact Tracy Frank at 695-9193. Or visit hope.golfreg.com.
That one right there. 614, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's take a first look at your Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF.
Through today, we'll have mainly sunny skies along with a south breeze, so it's going to be warm. Temperatures through this afternoon well up in the 80s, and a slight chance of maybe a widely scattered thunderstorm popping up. A few clouds around during tonight. Low temperatures down around 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, breezy. Widely scattered thunderstorms possible. Warm in the upper 80s and dropping to 70 again at night. Clouds, occasional sunshine with a slight chance of showers on Sunday, middle 80s. I'm Gary Best. for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggies and the Red Raiders tomorrow at Lubbock. We will give you a final preview of that one. And the Texas Rangers were pulling for the Detroit Tigers last night, and it worked. Now they're playing against the Tigers, but they've got home field advantage.
Yeah.
The Rangers do, as they'll start the American League Championship Series in Arlington tomorrow. We'll talk about that, too, and more coming up. High school football, of course, got the Crosstown Showdown tonight. Duh, yeah, I'm not going to forget about that. At Kyle Field, all that and more coming up in sports.
Yeah, and pick your favorite broadcast.
That's right.
Yeah, if you
or go back and forth.
Yeah,
if you
go
want.
Back and forth. And,
yeah, that's right.
You're going to need to drive around to hear the Brian broadcast because, it's on the zone. It's not exactly the most, doesn't exactly, get into the house that well in the evening hours.
Know.
But,
park somewhere near,
Here on the big station,
tower.
Here on the big station, though, we get it right.
Yeah,
in.
The old flamethrower.
Yeah, we'll get it right in there on your dentures. So,
we'll rattle your teeth on
that's
that.
That's right, right here. On
that's
the,
okay. On Chase the, just have to talk louder.
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Second down
hello.
And four.
Over, you all over on Briarcrest.
Yeah
right.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, and that's something we failed to mention, is that Jordan is also the analyst on the Rutter Ranger broadcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
He is.
I do have tonight off. Yes, Rutter's got a bye week.
Oh, Rutter's off.
Yeah,
off
tonight.
No wonder you agreed to do this week.
Yeah,
right? Because otherwise you'd have been like, Chase, I'll do every day except Friday because I ain't coming in at 5 and working and then come, I'd be putting as many hours for Brian Broadcasting as I would be for the chamber before it's all said and done.
It's true. Yeah, I would have probably negotiated just to come in, I think, for the 9 o'clock hour or something of that nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And no one could blame you for that. I mean, like, hey, the money's decent, but it ain't that decent. Let's be honest. Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah.
You're paying me in burned cups of coffee.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. And fellowship. Don't forget fellowship.
Yeah, yeah. You can't put a price on that, Jordan.
You got a lot of info.
Mason.
And you gotta enjoy the friends.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Hey, you can hang out with your wife.
Yeah. That old thing.
Whoa.
Well, good thing is you can't hear me right now.
But
we are online.
Well, and everything's recorded too.
Yeah.
We'll
teach you how to edit.
Yeah. You just thought you had the night off.
For your car, your home, your business too. Acme Glass takes care of you. For over 60 years, we're the clear leader. Our quality and value keep shining through. For repair and replacement on all kinds of glass, you can trust Acme for quality that lasts. Where quality and value keep shining through, Acme Glass, we're the clear leader.
FASO, the Friends Association of the Symphony Orchestra, will present Dressed to a Tee, an afternoon tea and fashion show Thursday, November 3rd from 3 to 5 at the Miramont Country Club in Bryan. Fashions will be provided by Charlie, the Little Red Schoolhouse, Morgan Fitzgerald's, and Wits End. Cost is $50 per person. Proceeds will benefit the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra's educational programs for children. Reservation deadline is October 27th. For further information, call 846-8172.
Tom will be there for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll
it's
be there.
A tea.
Yeah, yeah. Hang on. Hello.
When is Scott back on here?
Week from Monday.
Okay.
I guess what he's saying is
fan of the show, huh?
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
There you go.
Oh yes. By the way, everybody, Scott is on vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what's funny is twice this week I've already gotten the question of where's Scott, and followed up with, he didn't get fired, did he?
Jeez.
Yeah.
Once again, makes me nervous for when he and Tom ride off into the sunset and be like, hey, we used to listen to you and the other two boys, and it's not the same anymore. Appreciate that. I still have a family to feed, so so there.
That's right. Well, we appreciate Scott's brother calling in.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, right.
618 mm-hmm. News Talk 1620 WTW.
It's October the 7th, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today. Bishop Desmond Tutu. It's Tutu's birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 80 years old.
He's 80 years old.
Yeah, he's 80 years old today. There you go. John Cougar Mellencamp is exactly 20 years younger than Desmond Tutu. Tutu.
Yeah, that one.
Who would have guessed? Yeah. He's 60 years old. Vladimir Putin.
Pootie Poot.
The Poochster, who's, back in charge now, right?
Well, he's the prime minister now. Dmitry Medvedev is the president. But
I thought they were going to switch places.
Oh, were they? Well, make no mistake, Pooty Poot's always been in charge.
Yeah, I know, but I think he's going to get the title back now.
Oh, okay.
If I read my international news correctly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's 59 years old. Been here. Yo-Yo Ma, Mr. Ma, is 56 years old. He plays that big fiddle, you know. He's
and that's what he calls it.
Yeah, the big fiddle. Yeah. He's 56 years old today. Very popular Christian singer. I've seen him. He's been here, too. Michael W. Smith is 54 years old. The aforementioned, and we have been mentioning him, Simon Cowell from American Idol. Now that X Factor thing is 52 years old. Tony Braxton, the singer, played Belle on Beauty and the Beast and Broadway, is 43 years old. Taylor Hicks, who won American Idol season 5.
And all he got out of it was a contract to sing the Ford jingle.
Yeah, that's right. You know, this guy has not parlayed that into very much, has he?
Well, I think he's a bit of a pill.
Is he a pill?
Yeah.
He's Alabama, Mississippi, or
Birmingham, yeah. And he's the guy that was prematurely gray.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. He's 35 years old today. Let me see. That's all I got from list one. What else you got?
TV personality Joy Behar. She's one of those squawking hens on The View.
Yeah, there she is, 69.
She's 69 today. Uh-huh. And another Ben here, Ollie. Ollie's 68 today. Oliver North.
Oh, okay.
Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. I've met him. I've shaken his hand.
I've shook his hand. So a little shaking.
I was going to say, I think you and I were at the same shaking howdy.
That's right.
When we shook his hand. So and he said, move along.
They're
far better looking people in line. So.
Exactly. Coming up tomorrow, Rona Barrett, the gossip columnist, will be 75 years old. Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, is 72 years old.
Australia is still trying to live down that movie.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They think all they do is put a shrimp on the Barbie now,
that's right.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson will be 70.
The so-called Reverend.
Yeah, will be 70 years old tomorrow. Chevy Chase will be 68 years old. Actress Sigourney Weaver will be 62. Stephanie Zimbalist will be 55 years old. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon, the actor, turns 41.
Matt Damon.
Years old.
You've seen the movie, you know.
Yeah, right.
Jordan obviously has.
Yes. Yeah. And this kid.
That's why every time Kim Jong Il is mentioned, I say he's so Ronery.
And you talk about kids that just grow up right before your very eyes. From Two and a Half Men, Angus T. Jones is 18 years old tomorrow, and he's totally changed looks from when he started that show when he was a little cute kid. Now he's kind of a pimply teenager.
He's a lanky young man now.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. There you go.
Nick Cannon's 31 tomorrow. He's Mr. Mariah Carey, and he's also the host of America's Got Talent.
Coming up on Sunday, Brian Lamb from C-SPAN will be 70 years old. John Entwistle from My Generation, the bassist, will be 67.
Or The Who.
Yeah, or The Who. Jackson Brown, the songwriter, will be 63 years old. Sharon Osbourne will be 59. Scott Bakula, Quantum Leap guy, is 57 years old. Tony Shalhoub.
Monk
is 58 years old on Sunday, and Zachary Ty Bryan, he was one of the kids in Home Improvement, will be 30 years old on Sunday.
Wow,
that's all I got there.
And your generation, Tom, we'll throw this out there for them because seriously, talk about would have been. John Lennon would have been 71 on Sunday, so there you go.
A little before my generation. Well, yeah, I guess my generation.
Really?
Well, you know, he would have been 8 years older than me, so yeah, I guess that's my generation.
I meant your generation listened to him.
Yeah,
indeed
we did.
There you go, 623.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
1620 WTAW.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
All right, so here you have the Occupy Wall Street movement going on, and what a shock, what a surprise that the president himself is supporting the people that are, that want higher taxes on the rich and are paying their fair share.
You're still seeing some of the same folks who acted irresponsibly trying to fight efforts to crack down on abusive practices that got us into this problem in the first place. So, yes, I think people are frustrated, and you know, the protesters are giving voice to a more broad-based frustration about how our financial system works.
I wonder if some ways that the president himself inspired this.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, the term one size fits all does not apply to insurance. For example, the insurance premium for two people the same age with identical driving records driving the exact same automobile could vary as much as 30% from one company to another. Today, the insurance companies use a wide array of factors to calculate premium, such as occupation, credit score, prior insurance history, and vehicle usage. The question is, how do you know which company offers the best rate for you? That is why you should consider an agency that represents many insurance companies. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we represent over 30 insurance companies. We can help you find the very best fit for your insurance needs at a very competitive premium, and we will offer you exceptional service. Give us an opportunity to offer a quote the next time you need insurance. Drop by our office at the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie, or call 694-1555. We think you will discover why so many of your friends and neighbors choose W.E. Gibson Insurance.
626 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-WAY. That's 775-2929. Slight chance of showers today with a high in the lower 90s, and we'll keep the clouds, but no chance of rain tonight as we head down to a low in the lower 70s. Pretty much a carbon copy tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s and a slight chance of rain. 30% chance of showers on Sunday and a little bit cooler with a high in the mid to upper 80s. And then on Monday, Columbus Day, 40% chance of showers, mid to upper 80s again. 73 right now at 627.
You are probably your own worst critic. And there are real consequences to that. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Drought has ravaged lawns all across Texas. Fortunately, conditions are improving, which means it's time to feed your lawn. This is Ashton Ritchie from Scotts, and water alone won't help your lawn recover. It also needs food. Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard replenishes vital nutrients your lawn is used up trying to survive. Without those nutrients, your lawn will continue to struggle or even die. Don't risk it. Put down Scotts today. For drought advice, visit Scotts.com.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike? That thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three! You're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Self-criticism. It's something that can really get in the way of your success and happiness.
The stories that we tell about ourselves, if somebody else told them about us, we would be very incensed. But we tell those stories about ourselves, that we're not good enough, that we have to struggle, that life is hard.
Ernest Chu, former investment banker and now coach and author of the book Soul Currency, says so often we are our own worst critic.
There's a tendency to remember everything that you've done wrong, and you won't think of all the hundreds of thousands of times and things that you've done right. And those are the things that, in effect, confirm that really you are enough.
Ernest says try focusing on the things you do well, not the things you do wrong, and actually write them down. Also,
at the beginning of the day, And at the end of the day, be thankful for what you already have. And, you know, it sends the universe a rather interesting message. It doesn't say, send me more worry. It says, send me more things to be grateful about.
It may sound a little bit mystical and magical, but Ernest says once you start to focus your mind this way, it's amazing what can happen.
I used to say, well, I need the phone to ring because I need more clients. So I would say I'm affirming that the phone is going to ring. I put that into my prayers. I put that into just everything that I'm doing. And you know what happens the next day after that, and the next day after that, I would start getting calls.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's time to mobilize your brand and sharpen the image of your business. The company most qualified to help you is SignPro. From business cards, logo design, large electrical signs, and eye-popping vehicle wraps, no one does it better, more affordable, and with the best quality. See SignPro at their new location on William J. Bryan across from the post office. SignPro, 774-0100. That's 774-0100.
You just can't do better. The SignPro sign.
This is 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, WTAW News. Time is 6:31, and it's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph, where they care for more heart attack patients than anyone else in the Brazos Valley. That experience is the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. There's no lack of supporters in the Brazos Valley for Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The Atlanta businessman says he scheduled the College Station book signing stop before his sudden rise among GOP candidates.
And here's the other thing. My national name ID is now only at 55%. This book tour helps me to raise my national name ID, and I would be crazy not to do that. Secondly, we are integrating the book tour with some campaign stops, so they are not mutually exclusive. It's like bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You can put all three of them together. So we're putting the book tour together with campaigning.
That didn't stop one supporter from telling Cain what he should be doing.
You need to get your butt back out in the campaign trail.
Hey, what do you think this is? What do you think this is? This is to help my name ID.
Okay.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, the Texas versus Washington fight over new air pollution rules for power plants in Texas is heating up.
The Obama administration says it's making changes to new pollution rules that Governor Perry and other Republicans have argued threaten the Texas economy.
Electricity in this state and every state is vital to the economic activity. It is not something you can kind of play with and see what happens.
That's Kathleen Hartnett-White with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. Dallas-based Luminant Energy says it's reviewing what these changes mean. The company had previously said that the rules were going to result in at least 500 layoffs at power plants in East Texas. In Austin, Scott Braddock, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police continue to investigate a man arrested twice for improper photography. First arrested in May, Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives found more video on a computer owned by 21-year-old Zachary Calloway.
In this case, our defendant went out of his way. He went into backyards that you might assume were private. You know, he scaled a privacy fence. He would go into wooded areas where you might not think that somebody is back there and able to see.
Seaton says covering windows will take care of those trying to look inside their homes.
In my case, in my home, I have a window that I can't really put a curtain on, and I have some of the stick-on film that makes it look like a frosted glass window, and you can see light through it, but you can't actually see images.
Calloway's latest arrest accuses him of shooting a video of a woman taking a shower. Your financial institution may be among the ones increasing your fees to make up for lost revenue.
The BBB just wants to let people know that the banks are used to making millions upon millions of dollars with these fees, and all of a sudden it's been cut in less than half for them. And so they're going to be looking at ways to modify their checking account fees.
Bill McGuire of the local Better Business Bureau says one thing you can do is negotiate.
I checked with a local bank just to ask them what they were planning to do. Presently, that bank charges a dollar per month. Now, if they get any blowback, they refund that dollar.
More information is available on our website at WTAW.com. A feature this weekend's Texas Reds Festival are chef demonstrations tomorrow. The final presenters are Paul Patronella, a local four-star chef who also runs a bait shop, and local motorcycle shop owner Bill Allen. The duo are also stars of the new History Channel show called Hairy Bikers. Patronella says what they're preparing tomorrow will be a surprise.
But it won't be Nutria.
The reference to Nutria comes from one of the 12 episodes of their new show.
That one's going to be funny. Oh, because we go out in fan boats and blast rats and then cook them and eat them.
Patronella says he's recharging his batteries after being on the road working 16-hour days for 2 months, and he's looking forward to the festival.
Oh, this ought to be a lot of fun. You know, there's going to be people there that are our friends that we know, and that's how we got in on it anyway. Yeah, it's, you know, doing something for Brian, doing something for the community. I mean, you know, we're all about it.
You can hear more online at WTAW.com. And lastly, a reminder, if you see military vehicles or soldiers in College Station today, it's just all part of an exercise. The Texas Army National Guard will be in Central Park today receiving training on how to respond to weapons of mass destruction incident and also how to better defend citizens against potential terrorist attacks. WTAW News Time is 6:35 and it's 71 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by the Heart Pros at St. Joseph. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every day, more than 2,000 people suffer from a stroke. As the medical director of the St. Joseph Primary Stroke Center, I know the importance of acting fast. That includes working with emergency responders to know a stroke victim is coming before they arrive in the ER.
St. Joseph has received a Gold Plus Stroke Award for following the best practice standards in stroke care.
That's better than anyone else in the region and among the best in the country. That difference is why I recommend St. Joseph to my patients.
Having severe back pain and sciatica can bring life to a standstill. You can't work, can't take care of the house, or even sit in the car for a 30-minute drive. You can't remember the last time you had a restful night's sleep. And it's almost impossible for anyone around you to understand how you feel. Hello, I'm Dr. David Bailey, chiropractor at Bailey Health and Wellness Center in Bryan, Texas. If you hate the idea of more pain pills, more injections, or even back surgery, but don't know what else to do, call me for a free consultation about my safe, gentle, and effective treatment program available nowhere else in the Brazos Valley that gives most folks significant relief in just 2 weeks. This unique treatment program is covered by most insurance plans, so call 822-2225 for your free, no-obligation consultation at Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225.
That's Bailey Health and Wellness Center, 822-2225. Attention business owners, is your health insurance up for renewal? The Baker Group has developed strategies that help control the cost of health insurance.
This is Patrick Baker, and our strategies are based on zero-based budgeting, not baseline budgeting. This allows you to save premium dollars and bring first dollar benefits to your employees. Give me a call at 731-1988, and I'll show you how zero-based budgeting can save you money.
The Baker Group has served over 15,000 Brazos Valley residents the past 29 years. To start saving now, call the Baker Group at 731-1988.
6:37, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Let's take a look at your forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929. That's 775-2-WAY.
Looks like we'll tend to see more clouds increasing over the next several days, and there may be a few showers and thunderstorms out there as well. But for today, mostly sunny, with a south breeze will be well up in the 80s during this afternoon. Maybe some isolated storms around. Tonight, scattered clouds and 70. Sun and clouds on Saturday. Slight chance of a thunderstorm, upper 80s. Warm at night, low 70s, and a lot of clouds on Sunday with the risk of a shower and temperatures near 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And coming up in sports, we'll talk a lot of high school football. We'll hear from Bob Ballard talking about playing at Kyle Field. He says that the kids are excited about that, but they're more excited about just playing Consol. It's the Crosstown Showdown. We got that. We'll talk about the Aggies against going against Texas Tech tomorrow. And the Texas Rangers are going to have home field advantage in the ALCS. And the Big 12 looks like it could become official today that TCU is going to take the Aggies' place. Looks like it's going to happen. That and more coming up in sports.
Oh, yeah, they didn't want to be in the Big East.
No,
not after couple of teams left. And
yeah, they're going to have to pay $5 million exit fee, and they were never really there.
But the one thing they're not going to have to do is wait like, was it Rutgers and Syracuse?
Yeah,
That are leaving. They're not going to have to wait 2 years.
Right.
All right, so it's not looking good in the Senate right now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it pretty much degenerated into chaos last night because Harry Reid has used what is referred to as the nuclear option. And if you'll recall, this term was used back when Bill Frist was the Senate Majority Leader, when the Republicans still had the Senate, when George W. Bush was president, and the nuclear option was being talked about. Because if you'll just remember that the easy footnote to remember when you're talking about the way the Senate functions is that the minority party has a tremendous amount of power.
Mm-hmm.
They may not get votes passed, but they can stymie debate. They can bog down bills through senatorial and legislative maneuvers and things like that. There are a lot of arrows in the quiver, if you will, that allow them to leverage the fact that even though they may not have all the votes on the floor, they may not have all the power, they still have a lot of power. And so what happened then last night is Harry Reid invoked essentially the nuclear option. He changed the rules, and that's something that he has the power to do as the Senate Majority Leader. As a 51-48 vote along party lines, as you might imagine, to change a precedent and limit how amendments can be considered once a filibuster is defeated. Now, this can get bogged down really quickly with a lot of details that you may or may not care about, and you can certainly go back and look at this. Under the new procedure that was approved last night, again, along party lines, senators can no longer move to waive the rules once a filibuster is defeated. And what this does is this keeps the Republicans from being able to talk a bill to death, which is obviously what a filibuster is, but mm-hmm. it helps end that. Now, it may not, what Politico is reporting this morning says the rules change may not seriously affect the substance of pending legislation, but it could, it reports that it could be replicated in the future to overhaul bedrock rules like the filibuster. So, at least in theory, what we could see happening here is potentially major rules changes in the Senate. And if that happens, what kind of precedent is that setting and what kind of path is that creating? For the Senate in the future. So, and right now, what it did more than anything else is any likelihood that there could be some bipartisanship in the Senate is pretty much out the door right now. These two parties are just absolutely bitterly, bitterly divided. And, it doesn't matter what news outlets you find, most of them are not mincing words as far as how they are painting the picture in the U.S. Senate right now. So we've got that going for us. With the economy in the tank,
yeah.
and everything else that's going on, you've got 100 people that can't get along. Big surprise there.
Yeah. And that's kind of sad because, I'm sure y'all have talked about this on the show before, but, I've spoken with a longtime lobbyist up in Washington, and he's talked about before how sad the change is that back in the 80s, It used to be that the guys, even if they hated each other, Democrat and Republican, they would yell at each other on the floor. And then at 6 o'clock, they'd go into a back room somewhere and have whiskey and play poker with each other and, just be friends. And actually business would get done in those back rooms. And he says, you don't see that anymore. They yell at each other on the floor and then they go and get on CNN or Fox News and continue yelling at each other. So
yeah,
it's just kind of sad.
Well, it's tantamount to the professional wrestling. And I've said that for a long time that when the cameras are on, they talk a big talk and maybe I'm a little wrong in that statement because I used to say that when the cameras were off, they'd all, go to the bar together and laugh all the way to the bank as far as how they were making us believe that they were looking out for our best interest. And who knows, maybe that's not the case after all.
Yeah.
Nancy Pelosi refuses to use the word stimulus in describing the president's American Jobs Act, but, she says, and of course we all take her at her word, she says that, unemployment would be 14.5% or worse without government intervention. She says the unemployment rate would have reached 14.5% without government intervention. So,
creating government jobs.
Yeah.
Is that government intervention?
I would think so. And spending what was it? $300,000 to create a $60,000 job. That makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. There's not a business out there that wouldn't spend five times what a job is worth to create that job.
Right.
This goes back to the survey that we talked about yesterday when we said, a lot of employees their beef, if you will, with their bosses, or what they would like to see is they'd like to see updated equipment and new furniture in the office and things like that. Well, sure, all of that can be done. We just have to fire you to free up the money.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, but then there'd be no place to sit in the new furniture.
You're right. Well, there'd be a place there, to sit, but nobody to sit in it.
Yeah, right.
Or most importantly, maybe it wouldn't be you that would sit in it. Because, you know, if you're making $100,000 a year, we can find somebody to do your job for $60,000 a year.
And buy a $40,000 couch.
And we can buy $40,000 worth of computers.
That's right.
That'll buy a lot of computers these days, because computers are pretty cheap.
Mm-hmm. Or we could keep you and you wouldn't get a new stapler.
Yeah.
You know, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Sorry you're not in your room.
It's a sliding scale. But then again, that's a sliding scale when you're dealing with actual dollars, when you're dealing with actual expenses, when you're dealing with actual bills that you have to make. And that's not the fantasy world that the U.S. government lives in. We just create more money. We just print more money. We just, we spend $300,000 to create a $60,000 a year job. What? Once again, where is the logic in that? Oh, wait, it's the government. There is no logic in that. That's right. And piling on the good news here on this Friday, got to get down on Friday.
Rebecca Black.
The American dream of home ownership has felt its biggest drop since the Great Depression. Are we surprised by that?
No.
Probably not, but at the same time, that's one of those benchmarks that's going to likely have a negative effect on a lot of people, just because even though it does, if you think about it, it's not really surprising, but it's a statistic. There are statistical thresholds that you can reach that have an ill effect. And I think that this is one of them. This is according to the Census Bureau. Census Bureau analysis finds the home ownership rate fell last year to 65.1%. Now, that level is the second highest decennial rate. That's every 10 years. But analysts say the U.S. may never return to its mid-decade housing boom peak, in which nearly 70% of occupied households were owned by their residents. But let me ask you this. Mid-decade, 2005, 2006, 2007, somewhere along in there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How many of those people needed to be in homes? How many of those people were overextended on the mortgages they were given? Oh, but Chase, it's the American dream. Everyone has a right to own a home. Wrong. Mm-hmm. No, they do not. You do not have a right to own a home. You have a privilege to own a home if you can afford to own a home. But you know what? If you're making 30 grand a year and you go out and you buy a $200,000 house because somebody would loan you the money and would laugh all the way to the time that they sold that mortgage, so they made their money and got you off their back, but now you're somebody else's problem countrywide, or Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, any of the others, you're somebody else's financial problem, and your $30,000 a year job isn't going to make that note that you've got coming in every month for that house that you had no business buying in the first place. Yeah, we're going to see home ownership drop. There has to be some sort of regulation that comes about, and self-regulation. It has to regulate itself, the housing market does. And what I mean by that is not government intervention regulation, but doesn't it make sense that if there are a lot of people that have houses that didn't need to be having houses, that the market has to regulate itself?
Or getting a house that was too big for them.
Right.
You only needed a 2-bedroom house and they went and got a 5-bedroom house.
Yeah. Instead of, as you said, a 2-bedroom house, or maybe starting off with a townhome, a condo, something small.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I mean, when I got in the home buying market, I started looking at the million-dollar homes, and I slowly worked my way backwards until I got to the appropriate level.
Well, you started with the million-dollar homes?
Yeah. I put on the suit and the tie, and I told the realtor, I said, I'd like to see your finest million-dollar home.
That's right.
Yeah.
I only want to see homes that have seven numbers to the left of the decimal point.
Did they look you over?
It's a nice little trick. That's just so you can walk through a million-dollar house and go, this is really nice.
That's right. You like museums too.
Yeah.
The pool house was probably nicer than my regular house.
Yeah. You know? Then he goes back and visits his realtor later and says, all right, now I want to look at the houses I can actually afford.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
Hello again, I'm Coach Harv Limburger, and this is Know When to Pass, the program that puts the armchair in quarterback. Today we're discussing the importance of a quick release. Wazurski, take these keys and pass them to Chandler.
Ow!
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
And Wazurski throws like a girl.
I am a girl.
What about it, Chandler?
I think my eye's swelling shut.
Wazurski? Where did you develop that release?
At my friend's house. They have these football watching parties where basically they eat chips and drink beer for 3 hours.
So you pass your keys to a sober receiver, is that it?
You got it, Coach.
Let's see that again.
Ow!
Pretty.
Game watching parties can make drunk drivers. Even if you drink moderately, 3 hours adds up to a lot of alcohol. If you're enjoying the game at a friend's house, know when to pass up that drink and pass off your keys.
Chandler, go long!
Ow!
You should try catching with your hands.
This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry. I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after this word from our friends at Producers Cooperative.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, October 8th, heirloom gardening in the Brazos Valley. Plants that have stood the test of time. We'll tell you about them this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Nowadays, the estates that surround our palaces are one quarter the size they were just 3 or 4 decades ago. And we have to get each possible use out of every one of those pricey square feet. It's no small challenge, and it requires lots of pre-planning and design. However, the good news is that you can accomplish most of the same things with a zero lot line landscape that you can with acreage. You just do it in a smaller scale. It may be un-Texan, but it's urban reality. Getting the most from gardening space right after this message. Your time is quickly running out for the pre-production offer for my 2012 Texas Gardening Calendar. This is a single publication that gives you all the details of when to do everything in your landscape and garden. My 29th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, I've completely revised and updated every piece of information that goes into it. We're in the final planning stages, and we're about ready to turn it over to the printer. When we do that, the price of this offer will go up. It will never come back to $36.95 again. You're going to get the calendar with more than 10,000 words telling you month by month when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. My best photographs that I take each year go in my calendar. And you also get a 1-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, the best regional gardening magazine in America. 38% savings on the calendar when you buy it with the magazine. All that information, just $36.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call before the price goes up, 1-800-752-4769. Our city lots used to be 60, 75, and even 100 feet wide. Now our houses almost touch one another. That makes it much more difficult to use large and spreading shade trees such as live oaks and Schumard red oaks, pecans, and standard southern magnolias. Indeed, we have switched to small and medium-sized trees like Little Gem and Teddy Bear Magnolias, Lacey Oaks from the Hill Country, Oklahoma and Forest Pansy Red Buds, even tall tree-form crepe myrtles. Really small garden areas are best decorated with tree-form yopons and possum haw hollies, Texas mountain laurels where they're adapted, and Mexican red buds. While there are other small trees that are still commonly used, like ornamental pears, Arizona ash, and fruitless mulberries, as three examples, they have serious blemishes that limit their landscaping usefulness. They usually have life expectancies of 10 or 15 years. Along that same line, we now have dwarf forms of most of our popular shrubs, abelia, Burford, and Chinese hollies, nandinas, and gardenias, among many others. It's much easier to establish attractive entryway gardens that will never overwhelm our homes. What you have to do at all cost is to avoid tall, wide-spreading shrubs that would require constant pruning and shaping. There's no more football in the backyard. You may only have 25 to 40 feet of depth to your yard. Certainly you want some type of shrub or vine planting across the back, so that further diminishes the size of the turf grass play area. One of the concessions you're going to have to make is that those full field games will have to move to a park or a schoolyard. Use your smaller backyard for games that require less room. If you're going to include a pool, plan so from the outset. In fact, that pool and the plants that attend it may end up being the entire back landscape. You can spend a bit of extra time and effort on your lawn when you have only a small area to cover. You might even want to try a high-maintenance dwarf hybrid Bermuda. Of course, if it's in a shady location, you'll probably have to use a ground cover or a hard surface since Bermudas don't tolerate the shade. Dwarf Mondo grass stays compact and is quite attractive in smaller spaces. I still like regular Mondo as well. Lots of great things you can do with small landscapes. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
We'd like you to remember our advertisers. Their links are up at IHeardItOnWTAW.com.
We Texans love to show our pride. TXTraders.com, where College Station's home to the Texas Trading Post, the largest online store for Texas gifts and Texas home decor, including apparel, metal art, corporate gifts, and one-of-a-kind exclusive made-in-Texas products and Aggie gifts.
Howdy, this is Linda Harville, and Russ and I want to thank the Brazos Valley for voting our hometown company, Texas Trading Post, the best online store and the best of the Brazos Valley. Y'all come see us at TXTraders.com.
Here we are. Hello. Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. One more time. Let's try it. This is a look at sports. It's brought to you by Atkins and Toyota, Madisonville and Bryan. Can you believe that we are now more than halfway through the high school football regular season and already to the crosstown showdown between A&M Consolidated and Bryan at Kyle Field? Both teams come to this 24th big rivalry game with 2-0 District 12-5A records, and the winner will be at least tied for the top still with Coppers Cove, who hosts Winless Shoemaker tonight. Again, that game will be at 7:30. That'll be at Kyle Field tonight. The loser certainly is not out of the playoffs, but they'll have a harder path to the playoffs for sure. The pass-happy Consol offense will be going against a stingy Bryan pass defense in this one. Coach Bob Ballard talking about the excitement of playing at Kyle Field for his kids, but he says that wears off after a little while.
Most everybody that ended up coming there said, you know, the stadium's great, and go walking it and all, you know, going through pregame and all that kind of stuff's amazing and all that kind of stuff. He said, but when the game starts, you're back to playing football on a football field. It's a big field, and it's all that kind of stuff. But once the game starts, you can't think about that stuff. And so I think the build up during the course of the week, the tension of it. I think there's a lot more pressure. I think every time you end up walking into somebody's door, are we going to win this week? You know, and all that kind of stuff. And so there's a lot of pressure that ends up coming back on the kids from the get go.
Kickoff at 7:30, and you can hear the Bryan broadcast with Chase Murphy and David Campbell on 11:50 a.m., the Consol broadcast with Mike Wright and Shane McAuliffe on 1620 WTAW right here, and both broadcasts at BrazosFootball.com. Well, the Texas Rangers were pulling for the Detroit Tigers last night, and now they'll play against the Tigers for the American League pennant. The Tigers pulled the upset of the Yankees 3-2 last night at Yankee Stadium to advance to the ALCS for the first time since 2006. And the Rangers have home field advantage and will start the best-of-seven series Saturday in Arlington. Both National League title contenders will be determined in a couple of Game 5s tonight. Arizona is at Milwaukee. That starts at 4 on TBS, followed by St. Louis at Philadelphia at 7:30 on TBS. Well, the Big 12 has chosen their replacement for Texas A&M, and it is TCU. The only thing left to clear the way is for the Horned Frogs to officially accept the invitation. The Big 12's presidents and chancellors voted unanimously yesterday to authorize interim commissioner Chuck Nines to complete negotiations with TCU. The Frogs had planned to leave the Mountain West for the Big East next year, though the Big East is reeling from the loss of Pittsburgh and Syracuse to the ACC. TCU Chancellor Victor Boschini Jr. suggested a move to the Big 12 might be a better decision for his school. Of course, a former member of the old Southwest Conference that once included Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, and A&M. Bringing in TCU would boost the Big 12 back to 10 members, depending on whether Missouri stays or leaves. The move would also be a financial windfall for TCU. Big 12 chancellors and presidents agreed to equally share revenue from the conference's most lucrative TV deals if member schools agree to give those top-tier rights to the league for at least 6 years. That agreement is subject to approval by the university governing board. After the second straight second-half collapse by the Aggies last week, Coach Mike Sherman implied that there could be starting jobs up for grabs on both sides of the line, and defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter agrees that just because a player may have more experience doesn't mean they'll beat out a younger player who's delivering more on the practice field.
You know, I tell our guys every year when guys come in,
I tell the freshman class and I tell the upperclassmen, I hope every one of these freshmen beats you guys out. Because if they're equal, they're playing. And, you know, because I got told the same thing when I was a player and when I was a senior. I was like, what are you talking about, coach? You know, it's my time. I deserve this. Uh-uh. The guys who deserve to play are the guys that earn it. And if you haven't differentiated yourself from a freshman and you're an upperclassman, you've had time to improve. If he's the same as you, he's going to get those reps. What that does is it may seem harsh, it may seem mean, it keeps those guys that are upperclassmen on edge. I better be better. I better compete every single day. Because if I don't, we're going to have guys go by. And we're going to have some freshmen playing this week.
Look for the Aggies to make some changes tomorrow when they take on the nation's seventh most potent offense in Tech.
As we head down to a low tonight of about 71 and then 91 again tomorrow with a slight chance of showers. It's 72 right now, WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. She was cheered in Congress.
I stand before you today as the first woman elected to lead an African nation.
An achievement that has won Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf the Nobel Peace Prize, sharing it with two others. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin live in London.
And one of those is an activist in Liberia, Lema Gbowee, who marshaled women to help end the civil war there. The president saying the pair accept the prize on behalf of the whole Liberian people. The third recipient is a young woman journalist in Yemen, Tawakkul Karman, and credited, the Nobel Committee says, with activism that predates the Arab uprising. The Nobel team hoping
that it can give a signal to the whole Arab world.
Norwegian Nobel Committee Chairman Thorbjørn Jagland. Dave.
Alistair, how many people got new jobs last month? We'll find out later this hour. A report expected to show unemployment staying at 9.1%. In August, there was no job growth.
Our economy really needs a jolt right now.
But President Obama and Congress are still at odds over his plan. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The president says he's not going to let up on the pressure to pass his jobs bill, even if it happens to be voted down.
I promise you, we're going to keep on going, and we will put forward, maybe piece by piece, each component of the bill.
House Speaker John Boehner says the bill has become a campaign talking point, saying he's watched the president
give up on governing, give up on leading, and spend full-time campaigning.
Meanwhile, in the Senate, Republicans again tried to force a vote on the president's bill, knowing Democratic support isn't there to pass it. That move was blocked by Democratic leader Harry Reid. Dave?
Mike, it's been 3 days since a baby disappeared from a crib in Kansas City.
We don't have any suspects. If we had enough to charge anybody with, we probably would be pursuing charges.
The police captain, Steve Young, claims that little Lisa Irwin's parents are no longer cooperating. They dispute that. And the Tigers beat the Yankees to advance to the American League Championship Series. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
Free rebate price $20.99. See store for details.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is a great month. The month of October is Kerastan month. What is on sale?
Well, we have huge discounts with Kerastan during the month of October. And we also offer 3 years free financing. No cost to the customer, free financing for 3 years. Kerastan's known for having the best styles, the best products out on the market when it comes to carpet. The new DuPont Serona fiber is almost impossible to stain. Pet stains as well. The other thing about the Serona fiber is that it's very wear resistant. It's hard to wear it out. There's every type, style you can imagine in the DuPont Serona fiber. There's some frisé or shaggy, shag type looks. There's also pattern products, things that have very nice patterns, cut and loop, cut piles, all type. Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Beautiful.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components. And we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Howdy, this is Vic Schaefer. I'm pleased to announce Jennifer Jones, Texas A&M Associate Strength and Conditioning Coach, as the honoree for my inaugural Vic Schaefer's Coaches of Character Golf Classic benefiting the Hope Pregnancy Center. Please join me on Monday, October 10th at the Pebble Creek Country Club with early registration at 8:30 a.m., followed by a shotgun start at 10 a.m. For more information, contact Tracy Frank at 695-9193 or visit hope.golfreg.com.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Available on RadioAggieland.com, 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, WTAW News Time is 7:06 and it's 71 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news brought to you by Zwinnerman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserle. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain wowed Aggieland on Thursday.
Let the signing begin.
500 copies of This is Herman Cain did not meet the demand of those wanting an autographed copy and a moment to speak with the Atlanta businessman.
I want you to keep going.
I will. I will.
You're my guy.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. I'm going to keep going. I don't know how to spell quit.
Cain was asked what he would tell opponent Rick Perry, an A&M graduate.
May the best man win. It's just that simple. This is why we compete, and so may the best man win. I happen to believe that there are a lot of people here in Texas who will like my message. I know that he has a lot of people in here who likes his message. So I'm not afraid to go into the backyard of any of the candidates because we've got people who may have differences of opinions all over the state of Texas as well as all over the United States.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The local Better Business Bureau has issued an advisory to check with your financial institutions. Bill McGuire says some are raising debit card fees.
The law has changed for what banks can charge as average fees for debit card transactions. It's commonly known as the swipe fee. And it used to be that banks were charging on average 44 cents per transaction. The new law caps that fee at 21 cents. So as you can imagine, banks are kind of scrambling to replace some of that lost income.
McGuire says to be sure to read the inserts and other mail that comes from your bank or credit union. And if you find out you're being charged for the first time or if that fee is going up, McGuire suggests negotiating. More comments are on our website at WTAW.com. Wildfires that killed 2 and destroyed more than 1,500 homes in Bastrop County have also brought the loss of nearly 1.5 million trees. The Texas Forest Service says more than 16,000 acres of pine and mixed trees burned last month. The trees killed, and those still alive but expected to die, equal about 850,000 green tons of timber, or 24 million cubic feet. That's worth more than $14 million as they stood alive in the forest. For the second time this year, a College Station man has been arrested for improper photography. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway is accused of videotaping a woman while she was taking a shower. Officer Rhonda Seaton says investigators found the video in Calloway's computer, which was seized when he was arrested in May.
He had climbed over a privacy fence and up onto an air conditioner and placed a camera in that victim's window.
Seaton suggests keeping windows covered to prevent outsiders from looking in.
Close your blinds, close your curtains. If you have a window that can't have blinds or curtains put on it and you want to make sure that you have your privacy, you can buy some frosting that's just stick-on. You can get it at the big box hardware stores, and it's just a stick-on.
Callaway is out on bond from both arrests. Gas hasn't been cheap in the recent months, but one expert says that's about to change.
Analyst Tom Closa says the oil market is ricocheting higher.
I'm afraid that a lot of places that saw $3 or less are probably going to go back a little bit higher here in the next couple of weeks or so. It's really very violent out there.
He says the issue isn't demand because that's weak. The problem is supply, which is pretty tight. And Closa cautions prices aren't really going to fall again unless we slip into a recession. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Just a couple of guys who took off on their motorcycles and needed something to eat and a place to talk with people. That's part of the premise of a new History Channel show featuring two Brian men. While the debut of Hairy Bikers is Monday night, you can see Bill Allen and Paul Patronella tomorrow at the Texas Reds Festival. Patronella, who is a local four-star chef and also runs a local bait shop, says they've put together 12 episodes.
We go places, we learn about locals. We figure out what's fun to do there and go do it. And usually it involves killing something and eating it or just cooking something new, that maybe we haven't had before. It's a lot of fun, It's basically just us riding around.
Off the road less than 2 weeks following 2 months of 16-hour workdays, Allen and Patronella will be doing a food demonstration at the Reds Festival Saturday afternoon at 5.
Yeah, we'll do something with the theme, The theme of the event. Something to go good with steak and wine.
Six sets of chefs will be on the Palace Theater stage tomorrow beginning at 11, and you can hear more on a website at WTAW.com. Just a reminder that Reds does start today, and many roads around downtown Bryan will be closed, including parts of William Joe Bryan. For more information on road closures, visit www.texasredsfestival.com. WTAW News Time is 7:11 and it's 71 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Zwinnerman Flooring. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Leah Hamm with Zwinnerman Flooring. As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zwinnerman Flooring takes pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. As we move forward into fall, please keep us in mind when updating your home for holiday guests. Whether you have new construction or just need a makeover, Zwinnerman Flooring can help. Call 776-2800. That's 776-2800 for Zwinnerman Flooring today.
Classic Collision and Restoration on Highway 21. Doug, has been around there for about 13 years. He's owned his own shop, and he's been really working on cars for about twice that long. But Doug also has people who've worked in the body business for at least that long, so you've got plenty of experience. And I've told you the story of how I first met Doug. I had a classic car that I needed some work done on, and Doug did work that nobody else in town did. Well, as time went on, I had Doug do all the body work on my vehicles anytime there was any work that needed to be done, even new vehicles. And that's the thing he wants to make sure you understand. Sure, they're glad to do classic work. They enjoy doing showroom-type work and show cars. But the truth is, day in, day out, there are folks who are in accidents who need to have that work done. And doesn't it make sense? If they can do work on classic cars, they can do the job that needs to be done on your everyday driver. And they understand all the things that have to be done once your car is in an accident. You may need to rent a car. They can help you with that. They can get you back home if you need a ride or drop you off. And they can have your car towed if that's what's necessary. Of course, they do show quality paint jobs. They'll do rust repair. And they'll do minor mechanical work on older cars as well. So why not get in touch with Doug, 779-8399. He'll be glad to give you an estimate. And you can go to aggiebodyshop.com too. Classic Collision and Restoration.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homeinstead.com/BCS. And you'll find out why at Home Instead, to us, it's personal.
It's time again to stomp some grapes and eat some steak at the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. As always, enjoy different wines from across the Lone Star State and beef from local ranchers. Crowd favorites are back, including the Grape Stomp, Kid Zone, and shopping. And on Saturday night, we're proud to welcome four-time Grammy Award nominee Joe Nichols. And we didn't forget, October is football season, so there will be a tailgate area set up showing your favorite teams. It's the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more info.
Tired of spending too much money on your swimming pool? The Pool Guy will meet or beat any local competitor's price. The Pool Guy is proud to be the authorized Regal chemical dealer. That means you get the highest quality chemicals available at the lowest price available. With a full inventory, the Pool Guy gives you fast free delivery in BCS and unbeatable service. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200. Official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
715 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Call them at 268-ROOF.
For today, we'll have mainly sunny skies along with a south breeze, so it's going to be warm. Temperatures through this afternoon well up in the 80s and a slight chance of maybe a widely scattered thunderstorm popping up. A few clouds around during tonight, low temperatures down around 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, breezy, widely scattered thunderstorm is possible, warm in the upper 80s and dropping to 70 again at night. Clouds, occasional sunshine with a slight chance of showers on Sunday, middle 80s. I'm Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's all district play in high school football. Even the Navasota Rattlers start district finally tonight at home with Rockdale. We'll hear from Coach Lee Fedora. We'll also hear from Coach David Raffield as he's in his first crosstown showdown at Kyle Field with the Bryan Vikings and A&M Consolidated. That, some Aggie football and Big 12 news. Looks like they've got their 10th member. TCU may be coming. All that and more coming up in sports.
So that was a pretty cool event yesterday at Hastings.
Yeah, I heard it was.
I was not able to go because I had to be here to make sure that Bill got on the air. But
right.
I was talking with Tucker when he got back, and he said, man, it was just slammed.
Yeah,
I mean, they bought all the books
right
the,
and, before Kane even got there.
Right, yeah, they lined up out the door. And you know, but the guy comes in, he signs the books, and some of the audio that we had in the news stories is pretty interesting to listen to, just as far as how he interacts with people and things like that. You got the guy that tells him, you need to get your butt back out on the campaign trail. He's like, what do you think I'm doing right here, man? You know? it's an interesting thing, and not exactly sure. I haven't heard exactly what the reason was that of all the places he could have gone in Texas, he chose College Station, but it's pretty cool that he did. So, and I know he went on to the Woodlands after he got done, but I'm pretty sure he came from the D.C. area and then had to get back to the D.C. area. I believe he was headed back to Virginia, if I remember from looking at his website correctly. So,
yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering the same thing. I mean, you know, great that he was here, but you would think that in a presidential campaign, especially a tight one like this, where you've got, you know, he and two others that are look like they're going to, you know, battle it out for a long time. You know, time management and effectiveness of your campaign is a top priority. And you've probably got handlers and people who try to figure all of that out. And, again, very happy that he came here. But you sort of wonder what the formula is for all of that.
Well, and the news notes I've seen is that this was booked before he skyrocketed in the polls.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yes, that is true.
So you know what? You got to respect that the man didn't, once he started skyrocketing the polls, you got to respect he didn't just cross off a little College Station.
I can't go to College Park, Texas.
That's
I have to be in bigger places. Hello?
That's right.
He just went after quality, baby.
Is that what?
That's it. He did. He went after quality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, but to be fair, I mean, I can totally understand why he would be in Texas. I just don't know why he would not be in a larger market.
Right.
And again, it's not to say that we're not thankful that he was here, because obviously we were, and it was a great, and it's funny, you know, it seems like every time somebody does come to College Station of any import, they're always impressed with the reception that they get.
Yeah. I didn't see his schedule, but did he schedule a Houston deal before or after, or do you know?
I don't know. He had to be in the Woodlands later on yesterday.
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
He told, yeah.
Go ahead.
He told me Neil Bortz.
told him all about A&M. Felt like he needed to come.
Really? Yeah. Okay. Well, cool. I appreciate that. But I mean, as far as being in Texas, that makes perfect sense because one of the guys that you're competing against is the governor of Texas. And if people don't pay that much attention to politics, if they come and they vote in the Republican primary, they're going to be like, oh, there's a name I recognize. I recognize Rick Perry. I'll just vote for him. I tend to think that people are a little bit more informed, certainly the people that are going to vote. And if you're a primary voter, I would say you probably trend to be a little bit more of an informed voter. But you never know.
Yeah.
So this might be pretty cool this weekend. As if we needed something else going on this weekend.
But there's a lot.
Yes. The normally tame Draconid, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, meteor shower is expected to be unusually intense this Saturday. I say that it's something else going on this weekend. If you're in North America, which the last time I checked,
we all are,
that are listening.
Most of our listeners.
We made the cut.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, you know, obviously you can take us with you wherever you go. Just download the app at radioaguilan.com, and then you can be an international listener. And we've certainly had that. And then we have our Scandinavian friends who catch us as the signal bounces off the big pond. This is not going to be largely seen in North America. As of now, the shower is expected to peak in daylight hours between 2 and 4 our time on Saturday. A NASA forecaster still does suggest looking skyward during the evening in case the timing is off. The Draconids, which typically have rates of 10 to 20 meteors an hour, might have hundreds or perhaps thousands an hour this year.
Wow. Whoa.
So it'd be kind of nice if the timing was off, but it might be a little terrifying too if you didn't know that was going on and you look up and you're convinced. As we said, you know, first of all, it happened with the sky riding yesterday and, then we would be convinced that the invasion had begun at that point. They started with the friendly sky riding and now they've gone to full blown invasion. Somebody call Will Smith.
where's Bill Pullman?
Yeah. Where's President Pullman? We can declare today our Independence Day. ESPN, the magazine, pushing the envelope.
What'd they do?
They've come out with a body issue, is what it's called.
A bod issue.
Have you heard about this?
Yeah. No, is it like men and women?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe, didn't they do this last year, perhaps?
Did they?
I'm not positive, but.
I don't know. This is the first I've heard of it. And as you might expect, there are some Facebook groups calling it pornography, encouraging fans to boycott the company. And some complaining about the racy nature of the photos. The thing is, and you can find them online if you want to. The pictures are of well-known athletes, and pretty much athletes are from every major sport are represented. For instance, from the NFL, it's running back Steven Jackson of the St. Louis Rams. You have one of the people that's represented has played in College Station, Texas. Blake Griffin represents the NBA, and he's been here a couple of times when he was with the University of Oklahoma. And yes, they are completely in the nude, but all the
properly crossed.
All the strategic locations are covered.
I see.
Or the angle of the photograph is such that
I see. Is Blake holding a basketball of some sort?
He is actually in mid-flight, if you will.
Oh, I see.
He is in mid-flight I guess why a sports magazine has to go all artsy on us all of a sudden. You know, it's once again, it goes back to, you know, don't get me started on ESPN and how they're ruining sports. But they're doing for sports what CNN and Fox are doing for news, as far as just overloading it and beating things to death till we can't take it anymore. So there you are. If that's your thing, you can go out and get that. Couples now, apparently, here's your statistic for the day. New study, and again, we don't know the methodology behind it, but a new study shows the average couple waits about almost 3 years before getting married. Around 1979, the waiting period was just over 2 years. One upside is the longer dating period is that there is actually a lower divorce rate now than in the 80s. Now, that may sound good, but I would also be interested in what the number is of couples that are cohabitating instead of getting married. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Good morning.
What time is the game tomorrow?
The game starts at 6, kicks off at 6, and pregame will start at 5 right here.
Everybody says 11 a.m.
That's Baylor.
That's Baylor the next week.
Wow.
Who said 11 a.m. for tomorrow?
Yeah, who's saying 11?
Well, lot of other people, like my coworkers and stuff, because I checked the TV and I said 6, and they said, no, it's 11.
Tell your coworkers they need to listen to us.
They better listen
up.
Well, your coworkers will be waiting a long time for that game to start.
Once in a while, we can all use a little adult supervision.
Well, and what they may be talking about, too, is Texas OU, because I think that game does kick off around 11 tomorrow.
That's true. Yeah. And the Texas A&M Baylor game next week starts at 11.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we got that straight.
Set them straight.
Have a good day.
Have a good weekend.
There you go.
There you are. Well, we try to, amongst all the misinformation we give out, we try to get something right every once in a while.
I'm Coach Hardenberger. Joining me is Hall of Famer LaBrill Rosewater. You came out passing on the first play.
LaBrill was sending a message to his fans. Fans need to pass. They watch LaBrill while they do some serious drinking.
People at game-watching parties.
After the last whistle, LaBrill doesn't even take off his pads, jumps in his Lamborghini, and hopes some drunk doesn't blindside him on his way home. I got 300-pound linemen afraid to leave the locker room.
Game-watching parties can make drunk drivers. Pass up that drink and pass off your keys. This message from your Texas Department of Transportation.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byanski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
If you're looking for the best in real estate for the Brazos Valley, look no further than the agent that's been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 3 consecutive years.
Howdy, this is Jason Byanski with BCR Realty. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byanski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
Cook County, Illinois, the infamous Democrat stronghold that threw the 1960 election to John Kennedy via the votes of the dead, is back in the news. The Cook County government has now ordered their sheriff's department to ignore the so-called Secure Communities Program. It's a federal law stipulating that felony-charged illegal immigrants can be held until the feds begin the deportation process. Cook County Democrats believe the law is unfair, so they passed their own law to ignore it and to release illegals from jail regardless of the crimes. This week, Cook County released over 40 suspected illegal immigrants who had been jailed on felony charges. Now, by the way, Cook County is merely enacting what the governor of the state, Democrat Pat Quinn, has advocated. He's on record declaring that the entire state will not cooperate with federal law. Now, two things. First, all criminals in Cook County jails with felony infractions who aren't being released might want to consider how much better off they'd be if only they were here illegally. You see, if you're an American-born or naturalized American criminal, you're disadvantaged. You're a second-class criminal. Second thing, odds are sooner or later, one of these released illegal felons are going to be back in jail for murder or some other serious crime, and the Democrats will shrug their shoulders. They don't care about the victims. Why should they? In Cook County, the dead can vote, so they still have a purpose.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for details.
When I want to save on the things I use every day, I always think Sam's Club.
Member Christy Fowler on buying and saving big at the Sam's Club Savings Event, October 4th through the 10th.
I'm getting set for the season with all my favorite brands. That means fewer trips to the store and more savings.
Last year, members saved an average of 30% over grocery and drug stores on everyday items.
With savings like that, I can more than pay for my membership.
Come in October 4th through the 10th to save on all your household essentials. For more details, visit samsclub.com. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
When it comes to your HR and administration needs, you need a million-dollar employee without the million-dollar salary. And GNA Partners is the right candidate for the job. For the cost of less than one employee, GNA provides a dedicated team of experts to handle your HR, payroll, benefits administration, and risk management needs. And best of all, we'll never call in sick when you need us most. Minimize costs, increase productivity, reduce risk. It's time to grow with GNA Partners. To find out what GNA can do for you, go to milliondollaremployee.com.
It's time again to stomp some grapes and eat some steak at the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. As always, enjoy different wines from across the Lone Star State and beef from local ranchers. Crowd favorites are back, including the Grape Stomp, Kid Zone, and Shopping. And on Saturday night, we're proud to welcome four-time Grammy Award nominee Joe Nichols. And we didn't forget, October is football season, so there will be a tailgate area set up showing your favorite teams. It's the Texas Red Steak and Grape Festival, October 7th and 8th in historic downtown Bryan. Visit TexasRedsFestival.com for more info.
It's celebration time at Caldwell Country.
Honored as one of General Motors' 2010 Mark of Excellence Award winners.
Caldwell Country selling new cars at celebration blowout prices.
Come join the celebration for top increase in new car sales. Highway 21 East in Caldwell.
Call 979-567-1500. Online at CaldwellCountry.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast, is brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications. Call Charles Culver at 775-2-WAY, 775-2929. A gorgeous sunrise right now. Got a few wispy clouds in front of it, but that's going to lead to some pretty intense heat, certainly for early October. Lower 90s for a high today. Slight chance of showers in our forecast. Only down to a low of about 70, so it'll still be kind of balmy when the game kicks off tonight at Kyle Field between Bryan and Consol. Saturday's forecast, a slight chance of showers if you're headed out to Texas Reds or any number of other activities going on around the area this weekend. Saturday, you'll probably want shorts, slight chance of showers and a high in the lower 90s. And then on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, a 40% chance of rain on Monday. 73 right now at 7:30.
Has your employment status changed? ANCO Insurance can provide the coverage you need during this stressful time of transition. If you've recently switched employers or lost your job, call us to discuss ANCO's diverse selection of budget-friendly individual and family insurance plans. If your current employer doesn't offer health care benefits, we can help with that too. Contact ANCO Insurance today for a no-obligation quote. We've been providing peace of mind for over 135 years. Call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
1620 WTAW.
Good morning, WTAW News Time. It's 7:31, and at 71 degrees right now, the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. There's no lack of supporters in the Brazos Valley for Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The Atlanta businessman says he scheduled the College Station book signing stop before his sudden rise among GOP candidates.
And here's the other thing. My national name ID is now only at 55%. This book tour helps me to raise my national name IDs, and I would be crazy not to do that. Secondly, we are integrating the book tour with some campaign stops, so they are not mutually exclusive. It's like bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You can put all three of them together. So we're putting the book tour together with campaigning.
That didn't stop one supporter from telling Cain what he should be doing.
You need to get your butt back out in the campaign trail.
Hey, what do you think this is? What do you think this is? This is to help my name ID.
Okay.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, the Texas versus Washington fight over new air pollution rules for power plants in Texas is heating up.
The Obama administration says it's making changes to new pollution rules that Governor Perry and other Republicans have argued threaten the Texas economy.
Electricity in this state and every state is vital to the economic activity. It is not something you can kind of play with and see what happens.
That's Kathleen Hartnett-White with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. Dallas-based Luminant Energy says it's reviewing what these changes mean. The company had previously said that the rules were going to result in at least 500 layoffs at power plants in East Texas. In Austin, Scott Braddock, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police continue to investigate a man arrested twice for improper photography. Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives found more video on a computer owned by 21-year-old Zachary Calloway, who was first arrested in May.
In this case, our defendant went out of his way. He went into
backyards that you might assume were private. You know, he scaled a privacy fence. He would go into wooded areas where you might not think that somebody is back there and able to see.
Seaton says covering windows will take care of those who are trying to look inside their homes.
In my case, in my home, I have a window that I can't really put a curtain on, and I have some of the stick-on film that makes it look like a frosted glass window, and you can see light through it, but you can't actually see images.
Callaway's latest arrest accuses him of shooting video of a woman taking a shower. Your financial institution may be among the ones increasing your fees to make up for lost revenue.
The BBB just wants to let people know that the banks are used to making millions upon millions of dollars with these fees, and all of a sudden it's been cut in less than half for them. And so they're going to be looking at ways to modify their checking account fees.
Bill McGuire of the local Better Business Bureau says one thing you can do is negotiate.
I checked with a local bank just to ask them what they were planning to do. Presently, that bank charges $1 per month. Now, if they get any blowback, they refund that dollar.
More information is available on our website at WTAW.com. A feature this weekend's Texas Reds Festival are chef demonstrations starting tomorrow. The final presenters are Paul Patronella, a local four-star chef who also runs a bait shop, and local motorcycle shop owner Bill Allen. The duo are also the stars of the new History Channel show called Hairy Bikers. Patronella says what they're preparing tomorrow will be a surprise.
But it won't be Nutria.
The reference to Nutria comes from one of the 12 episodes of their new show.
That one's going to be funny. Oh, because we go out in fan boats and blast rats and then cook them and eat them.
Patronella says he's recharging his batteries after being on the road working 16-hour days for 2 months, and he's looking forward to the festival.
Oh, this ought to be a lot of fun. You know, there's going to be people there that are our friends that we know, and that's how we got in on it anyway. Yeah, it's, you know, doing something for Brian, doing something for the community. I mean, you know, we're all about it.
You can hear more online at WTAW.com. And lastly, a reminder, if you see military vehicles or soldiers in College Station today, it's just all part of an exercise. The Texas Army National Guard will be in Central Park today receiving training on how to respond to a weapons of mass destruction incident and also how to better defend citizens against potential terrorist attacks. WTAW News Time is 7:36 and it's 71 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserle, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
If you're self-employed, you need a health plan you can trust. That's why Israel and Stephanie Alvarado chose Scott White Health Plan for their coverage.
Well, we're self-employed, so we needed to get health insurance for us. And so we were looking at different companies and different plans, and we saw that Scott and White Health Plan offered different choices for us, and they had a lot of value.
Scott White Health Plan has local representatives that will review your options and help you find the plan that best fits your budget.
Our representative, Sandra, was amazing from the beginning. She was very sweet and went above and beyond to help us figure out what we needed.
Call one of our local representatives at Scott and White Health Plan today and compare your options. 1-866-522-2515. That's 1-866-522-2515. Or visit swhp.org/radio. Scott and White Health Plan, the one Texans trust.
My name is Nora Thompson.
Patricia Gerling.
Reba Ragsdale, and I am a breast cancer survivor.
Join with Aggieland Outfitters in supporting the Pink Alliance by pinking out Kyle Field on October the 29th. For more information, visit pinkoutkyle.com.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement community in the heart of Bryan, invites you to join us for our Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon, October 20th at 11:30 a.m. You will enjoy a specially prepared lunch followed by a tour of the community and learn about our select apartment special starting at $9.99. To reserve your spot at the Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon on October 20th or to find out about our $9.99 specials, call 979-774-1298. That's 979-774-1298. At Waldenbrook Estates, we're living life for less.
738 News Talk 1620 WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF.
Looks like we'll tend to see more clouds increasing over the next several days, and there may be a few showers and thunderstorms out there as well. But for today, mostly sunny, with a south breeze will be well up in the 80s during this afternoon. Maybe some isolated storms around. Tonight, scattered clouds and 70, sun and clouds on Saturday, slight chance of a thunderstorm, upper 80s. Warm at night, low 70s, and a lot of clouds on Sunday with the risk of a shower and temperatures near 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
24th edition of the Crosstown Showdown tonight at Kyle Field, 7:30, Bryan versus A&M Consolidated. You be there. We'll talk about the other football games that are going on around the Brazos Valley. Texas Rangers will host the Detroit Tigers tomorrow in the first game of the America League Championship Series. We'll talk about that and Aggie football, of course, and more coming up in sports.
Do you know what time the Rangers game starts?
No, last I checked, it was to be determined. Yeah, I'll check again here.
It was still TBT, but yeah. I'm going to guess most likely they'll get the late start.
Yeah. Well, if it's prime time, Jordan, what are you going to do? Man, you're going to have to split screen it.
Yeah, this is true. Well, actually,
the Aggies on one channel and the Rangers on the other.
Yeah, probably what I'll do is put the Aggies on radio and give my loyalty to the Rangers.
Fessing up right here on the radio.
Yep, absolutely.
There you go. Well, I'll give you a shout out from the radio then.
Thank you, sir. I'd appreciate that.
That's right. As I'm ducking stuff in Lubbock.
Sorry.
Tortillas and batteries.
Yeah. Had a cough break. Yeah, if a tortilla is the worst thing that hits you in Lubbock, I'd say you got off light.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you know. Unless it's like a burrito, you know, or something.
Right.
Delicious.
Yeah, but that might be the most delicious missile ever.
I like refried, not black beans.
So don't forget tonight, if you're going to the football game, Consol is the home team.
Uh-huh.
Bryan is the visiting team, mm-hmm. quote unquote. So,
and your little $5 with you to park you're going to park. You know, anywhere around near the stadium.
We've had a question about that. Mm-hmm. I had a caller last half hour ask, you know, what is the parking situation? So just to remind you exactly what the parking situation is, that is, you can park anywhere except the coldest garage. You cannot park there because that's for the Opus event that will be tonight. And you can park in any lot around the stadium, but that's going to cost you $5. So keep that in mind. And you can go to transport.tamu.edu. to find out what to get all the information you need. Hello?
Yeah, it's been 12 o'clock noon for the Ranger game.
Oh, has that been announced now? I'm sorry. Is that right?
That's what I've seen.
All right, 12 noon. We'll check into that. Thanks for the heads up on that. So, especially with a little sports cast coming up, that might be mm-hmm. useful to know that. Appreciate the call. So, all right, so General Motors and Relay Rides, that's a car sharing service, have now teamed up to allow owners to what could possibly go wrong? To temporarily loan out their OnStar equipped cars to strangers for cash.
Hmm.
Let's say this again. Relay Rides, it's a car sharing service teaming up with GM to allow owners with OnStar equipped vehicles to loan out said vehicles to strangers for cash. Relay Rides is similar to community bike sharing programs. Participants list on the company's website the availability and rental rates for their personal cars, which are equipped with special Relay Rides gear. The company manages the transactions and provides a $1 million insurance policy, to protect both the renter and the car owner. The agreement with GM will allow the car sharing network to expand its reach to nearly anyone with an OnStar equipped car. Those owners who choose to opt into the Relay Rides program will no longer need special equipment installed. A simple call to GM's OnStar Service Center will allow renters to control borrowed cars' doors and engines without the owner's keys. That sounds, I mean, I'm sure they've hired a stable full of lawyers to do the homework, but that just sounds like it is ripe for disaster.
Yeah, something's got to happen. And I mean, why would you give your car up, too?
And that's the other question. When is the last time, I mean, when's the last time you got into a rental car and you thought, you know, I'd buy this very vehicle given the opportunity?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not often.
Because, you know, unless you got one that was just brand spanking new.
One time I did get the glorious upgrade to like the Charger or something like that for free because they were out of my Sentra or whatever.
They're out of the Yugo.
Yeah, exactly.
So we'll see. Time will tell. It may be a failed idea. Here's your warm fuzzy for the day. So everyone get ready to say, aw. Little airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa has put a little polish back on some airline travel. It was a year ago a child lost a Hugs to Go doll at the Eastern Iowa Airport. Mm-hmm. You know what a Hugs to Go doll is?
No.
I don't. I'm looking it up.
It's dubbed the Huggable Picture Frame. They're given out by groups like Operation Military Kids to some of the more than 250,000 American kids who have a parent serving our country overseas. What it is it's a doll that comes with a little slot in which you can slip a photo into. And so if mom or dad is serving overseas, you can take the doll, take the picture, and slide it right in. So then you have the doll, but you also have a picture of mom or dad or brother or sister, whoever your loved one is that's serving overseas. Yeah. And as we said, it's the huggable picture frame. So, you know, a kiddo can hug the doll and they can feel like they're giving mom or dad a hug, even though mom and dad are overseas serving the country. This one in particular, the doll, and this one had a smiling face of an Army soldier right inside, but there was no name on the doll, and it was left in the airport. So for a year, the doll has sat waiting for some good Samaritan to place him back in the arms of the little kid he was made to comfort. The story is now being spread around Facebook with some help from the Iowa National Guard, and the state's Department of Corrections is working to even get it out there. That's interesting bedfellows. You can share it, too. If someone can identify the soldier, then hopefully that means identifying his child and reuniting the kid with an item that will give them comfort. So basically what the gist of this is the awe hasn't happened yet. Uh-huh. They're trying to make it happen because this kiddo left this doll at the airport in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. It has a picture of a soldier, and so now you can go on Facebook and the Iowa National Guard teaming up with it, too, to hopefully bring this doll back to the arms of the child. So that would be a really cool thing to
do. That is neat.
So,
nice.
You know, if you needed a nice warm fuzzy on a Friday or on a Friday morning, there you go. And once again, you can argue now. Yesterday, we were giving you reasons to not be productive when you get to work. Now you can be not productive necessarily for work, but productive to help out a child.
For America, yes. Yeah. When your boss walks in, say, I'm supporting America.
Absolutely. I'm supporting the troops. And boss, if you don't let me do this, the terrorists win. Just remind them of that. And every time he or she catches you goofing off today, just remind him, I'm helping a child, and if you don't let me do this, the terrorists win. I'm sure it'll end very well for you. Certainly, if you just keep it up throughout the day.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homestead.com/BCS. And you'll find out why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
For quite a few years now, I've been using Suddenlink business phone service for my business. Here's the reason. Got to keep the phone number that I had. Got to keep the equipment I'd already paid for. Got a chance to control the bottom line. I knew what my bill would be every month because you get unlimited local and long-distance calling. By the way, you also get call waiting, caller ID, three-way calling, and a lot more. And prices start as low as $39.95. Now, also, be sure and ask about Suddenlink's business high-speed internet. And online chat support's now available through MySuddenLinkBusiness.com. Just one more way that Suddenlink keeps getting better. Why not join more than 60,000 businesses from coast to coast trusting the stability and reliability of Suddenlink Business? You can start saving right away. Save up to 30% versus the phone company. Call them today at this number, 903-939-7245. Let them do a cost analysis for you and see how much money you can save. It's Suddenlink Business Phone Service and Internet, 903-939-7245.
Brazos Valley, get your running shoes ready. The annual Brazos Valley Heart Walk is almost here. The 5K walk is Saturday, November 12th on the Texas A&M campus. Registration starts at 7:30 a.m. and the walk begins at 8:30 with a Zumba warm-up before the walk. Join the community to defeat heart disease in the Brazos Valley at the My Heart, My Life Heart Walk. To register online, start a team, or for more information,
visit BrazosCountyHeartWalk.org. Brazos Valley Heart Walk, Saturday, November 12th on the Texas A&M campus.
The game, the interviews, the coaches and players. Aggie Sports on 1620 WTAW.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
It's a growing belief in American culture that truth doesn't exist. But the question is, no humor intended, is it true? Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. One person described truth this way: there is no truth, only versions of events people agree upon. In other words, truth is like witnessing a car accident. No one can know what's exactly real. It simply depends on your viewpoint. As a result, some people have adopted the phrase, "That may be true for you, but it's not true for me." It seems we all should have the right to our own truth. But isn't the very idea of that absurd? What if 2 plus 2 had a different answer every time? Or if gravity only worked at random? Or what if the meaning of a green traffic signal changed from moment to moment? Without the consistency of these structures, all inherently based on truth, even a simple trip to the store would be impossible. Obviously, not every element of life can be reduced to the simplicity of a math problem, but that doesn't change the reality that there is such a thing as truth, and it does matter. Our lives revolve around it. Our culture needs it to make good decisions about health, about finances, and about marriage and children. Over the years, our society has attempted to ignore truth and, in some cases, to redefine it altogether. But truth doesn't cease to exist. And sooner or later, society finds that out the hard way. To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Thank you for calling Bank. Our banking hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m.
You have reached Bank. Please call back during our normal business hours.
Welcome to our hours on Monday through Friday.
It is after 5 p.m. We are closed. Hi, thanks for calling Ally Bank. How may I help you?
If your bank doesn't have a real person available 24/7, you need an ally. Ally Bank. No nonsense, just people sense. Member FDIC.
Right now, the Home Depot has 10% off appliances of $397 or more, plus free haul-away and delivery that's really free on brands like GE, Maytag, and LG. So it's never been easier to get appliances that are more dependable, more energy efficient, and yes, shiny. An upgraded kitchen or laundry room starts with 10% off appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 12th, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's the biggest Best of the Brazos ever. The all-new 2011 edition of the Best of the Brazos magazine is now available everywhere in Bryan College Station. Find out who's the best of the Brazos in over 180 different categories. Everything from fine dining to family entertainment. Over 320,000 votes were cast, and you can see the winners in the 150-page glossy and full-color edition of the Best of the Brazos. Pick up your free copy everywhere or read it online at bestofthebrazos.com.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station, front of HEB, are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Aggie owned and operated Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
You can look out a window or click online. Ours is more scientific. WTAW.com.
One more time, good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a look at sports. It's brought to you by Awards and More. Well, the Big 12 has evidently chosen their replacement for Texas A&M, and it is TCU. Only thing left to clear the way for the Horned Frogs is for them to accept the invitation, and that could happen today. Yesterday, the Big 12 presidents and chancellors voted unanimously to authorize Interim Commissioner Chuck Nines to complete negotiations with the Horned Frogs. TCU was planning to leave the Mountain West for the Big East next year, though the Big East is reeling from losses of Pittsburgh and Syracuse to the ACC. TCU would have to pay an exit fee of $5 million to leave the Big East, but that won't be a problem. TCU Chancellor Victor Boschini Jr. suggested a move to the Big 12 might be the better decision for his school. Of course, TCU, a former member of the old Southwest Conference, where they played games with Texas, Texas Tech, Baylor, and Texas A&M. The move would be a financial windfall for TCU because Big 12 chancellors and presidents have agreed to equally share revenue from the conference's most lucrative TV deals. If member schools agree to give those top-tier rights to the league for at least 6 years, the agreement is subject to approval by the university governing boards. Looks like the Horned Frogs, and it could become official today, will become the member replacing Texas A&M in the Big 12. The Aggies are 2-2 through four games and certainly hoping to rebound like they did a year ago when they were 3-3 and then won six in a row. Defensive coordinator Tim DeRuiter believes that this certainly can happen.
On the heels of last year with our guys that we had returning, we were in a very similar situation a year ago. And we, you know, we mentioned that to our guys today. I mean, it's funny how seasons parallel sometimes. We were able to pick ourselves up from getting knocked to the mat. You know, we're in a 12-round fight. You know, we're four rounds in. We've won two rounds. We've lost two rounds. We got knocked down. Can we get back up and do what we did a year ago? Because I have every confidence, just like I did last year when we were 3-3, that we can go out and win every game. And I think our kids really do, but we've got to have takeaways. We've got to have fanatical effort. We got to play with a swagger that we're not consistent enough in playing with.
The Aggies made a big rebound 2 years ago when they followed a lopsided 62-14 loss at Kansas State with a 52-30 win at Texas Tech. Oregon's 43-15 rout of Cal last night may have been costly for the ninth-ranked Ducks. LaMichael James ran for 239 yards and a touchdown before the nation's leading rusher was carted off the field with an injured right arm. Also in the Big 12 tomorrow, it's Texas OU tomorrow morning from the Cotton Bowl. Missouri is at Kansas State. Kansas is at Oklahoma State, and Iowa State is at Baylor. It's the Crosstown Showdown, and can you believe we're more than halfway through the high school football regular season? The 24th edition of Bryan versus A&M Consolidated at Kyle Field tonight. Kickoff is at 7:30. Both teams come to this rivalry game with a 2-0 district record in 12-5A. The winner will be at least tied for the top spot with Coppers Cove when the night is done. Cove will be hosting winless Ellison tonight. The loser certainly won't be out of the playoff race by a long shot, but they will have a harder path there. The pass-happy Consol offense will be going against a stingy Bryan pass defense in this one, and they like to run. First Crosstown Showdown for David Raphael, the new Consolidated coach. He says that these teams bring a different philosophy to the game.
We're different, but we've had the same outcomes. Offensively and defensively, we're very different football teams. But just like us, when they execute, they do real well. When they have failed to execute, it's kind of blown up on them. And we've been battling that at the same time. Early on, it was all failure to execute in the red zone and cost us some football games. As we learned to execute down there a little better, we've won the last couple. And so I think the game's going to be very emotional. It has the ability to be a shootout because a lot of tremendous athletes on the field. But I feel very confident that our kids are going to be able to play and play well.
Kickoff at 7:30, you'll hear the Bryan broadcast with Chase Murphy and David Campbell on 11:50 a.m., the Consol broadcast with Mike Wright and Shane McAuliffe on 16:20, and both broadcasts, of course, at BrazosFootball.com. Rudder has this weekend off, but also in the Brazos Valley tonight, Navasota will host Rockdale. Madisonville will host Palestine Westwood. Caldwell brings in Smithville. Cameron will host McGregor. Centerville is going to Buffalo. Leon will host Axtell. The Franklin Lions are at Rosebud Lot. Iola Bulldogs will host Moody. Somerville, the Yewas will host Thrall. Bremond brings in Frost. The Snook Blue Jays are at Holland tonight. Calvert Trojans will host Waco Live Oak. And Allen Academy Rams host Tomball Homeschool. On Saturday, third-ranked Brenham Cubs will go to Spring Woods. Brazos Christian is at Shiner St. Paul, and the St. Joseph team is at Hallettsville Sacred Heart. Well, the Texas Rangers were pulling for Detroit last night, and now they'll play against them for the American League pennant. The Tigers pulled the upset of the Yankees 3-2 last night at Yankee Stadium to advance to the American League Championship Series for the first time since 2006, looking for their first World Series title since 1984. And the Rangers have home field advantage and will start the best of seven series Saturday in Arlington. Still cannot confirm a start time for that game. We'll let you know when we know. Both National League title contenders will be determined in a couple of Game 5s tonight. Arizona is at Milwaukee, actually a 4 p.m. start on TBS. St. Louis is at Philadelphia at 7:30 on TBS. The National League Championship Series will get started on Sunday. The Longhorn Network won't show high school game highlights under an agreement approved by Big 12 leaders. The NCAA has already banned school-affiliated networks from airing high school games. The Big 12 Board of Directors banned the prep game highlights yesterday, but scores, standings, and game statistics will be allowed if that's approved by the NCAA. And the Aggie soccer team is back in action tonight as they precede the football team to Lubbock to take on Texas Tech at 7. Aggie volleyball team on the road. They're in Lawrence tomorrow to take on Kansas. And the Aggie softball team hosting the Fall Invitational this weekend. The Aggies play Sam Houston tomorrow at 10 and North Texas at 12:15. Admission free. That's your sports. Lots of it. I'm Tom Turbeville, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More Custom Awards and Promotional Products can put it there. Your business needs custom awards to recognize your employees. Or maybe you need trophies, plaques, and awards for Little League soccer, football, or basketball teams. Awards & More can do it all. If your church or school organization needs T-shirts, Awards & More will custom design the perfect T-shirt for you. Remember, everybody...
About 91, mostly cloudy. Tonight, dropping down to a low of 71, 91 again tomorrow with a slight chance of rain. It's 72 right now. WTAW College Station, Brian.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. More Americans got jobs last month, and more found work in August than first thought, though unemployment holds steady. In a just-out report, Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz has live at the White House.
Employers added 103,000 jobs last month, according to the government, almost twice what some economists have been expecting. But it was not enough to budge the unemployment rate, which held fast at 9.1%. That's the third month in a row. Nearly half of the September gains came from striking Verizon employees who went back to work. All of the gains came from the private sector, which added 137,000 jobs, mostly construction, retail, temp firms, and health care. That offset 34,000 government jobs lost. Meanwhile, the August report was revised to show a gain of 57,000. The original report had showed no job creation. Dave?
Now, Mike, Wall Street likes all this. Futures up, suggesting an opening bell rally. The first woman elected president anywhere in Africa has won the Nobel Peace Prize, along with two women activists.
We cannot achieve democracy and lasting peace in the world unless women obtain the same opportunities as men.
That's Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the Liberia's president, that shared the prize with Liberian activist Lime Bowie and Tawakal Karman, who's pushing democracy in Yemen. The group that controversially told women in their 40s they don't need mammograms, now turning sour on a prostate cancer screening for men. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has more live.
And Dave, healthy men should hold off on getting a prostate blood test called the PSA. The United States Preventative Task Force expected to make their recommendation official next week. They say the current test does not save lives, explaining it can't tell the difference between cancers that will and will not affect a man during his natural lifetime. But supporters of the test say they will fight the recommendation, arguing the PSA test saves lives, Dave.
Todd, they're celebrating in Detroit because the Tigers celebrated at Yankee Stadium last night a 3-2 win to advance to play Texas in the American League Championship. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
They employ much of the world's workforce, contribute a great deal to the global GDP. Look out your window and you'll see a bunch of them, building, collaborating, innovating. Some call them mid-sized businesses, but there's nothing mid about them.
They're engines, and we'd like to introduce them to you. IBM and the Good Company Project are proud to present some of the most inspired mid-sized companies and their business partners, helping to build a smarter planet. Get to know these engines by visiting facebook.com/midmarketIBM. Mid-sized businesses are the engines of a smarter planet.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We won't just sell you a few cans of oil. Oh, no. We'll sell you a 5-plus quarts jug, a Valvoline conventional motor oil, and a Purelator classic oil filter. All for just $13.99 after $7 mail-in rebate. Think licking a stamp isn't worth $7? Well, go have another Chablis on your private yacht, money pants. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. Free rebate price, $20.99. See store for detail.
My name is Nora Thompson. Patricia Gerling. We've been Ragsdale, and I am a breast cancer survivor.
And I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Join with Aguilene Outfitters in supporting the Pink Alliance by pinking out Kyle Field on October the 29th. For more information, visit pinkoutkyle.com.
This year, your Texas Regional Polaris dealers located in Bryan, Taylor, and Poteet bring you the local Game Day Aggie Fan Zone broadcast on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Stop by the broadcast booth in the Fan Zone, listen to the official Aggie Fan Zone broadcast with Dave South, and watch college sports from across the nation. Brought to you by your Texas Regional Polaris dealers. Enjoy the broadcast, enjoy the game, then enjoy your new Polaris from Polaris Fun Center, Williamson County Equipment Company, and Tuttle Motor and Hardware.
Get ready for bands, floats, kids, and Santa. It's that time of year again. The 85th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade inside Santa's Workshop is now accepting entries. This year, it's on Sunday, December 4th. Why not put your community group or school in the middle of the largest Christmas event ever? Log on to bcsparade.com to submit your entry form, see last year's winners, and read the hints on getting started. Putting your entry in the parade is fun. Get all the information at bcsparade.com. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. The deadline for entry is Friday, November 18th.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses who made it possible for you to hear the games of your favorite team. Businesses like First Victoria Bank, Foul Digits Awful Good Chicken Fingers, and the Sleep Station. Here's a big gig'em to these businesses that sponsor Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is 1620, WTAW.
Good morning, WTAW News. Time is 8:05 and it's 72 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain wowed Aggieland on Thursday.
Let the signing begin.
500 copies of This Is Herman Cain did not meet the demand of those wanting an autographed copy and a moment to speak with the Atlanta businessman.
I want you to keep going.
I will. I will.
You're my guy.
Thank you. I love it. I love it. I'm going to keep going. I don't know how to spell quit.
Cain was asked what he would tell opponent Rick Perry, an A&M graduate.
May the best man win. It's just that simple. This is why we compete, and so may the best man win. I happen to believe that there are a lot of people here in Texas who will like my message. I know that he has a lot of people in here who likes his message. So I'm not afraid to go into the backyard of any of the candidates, because we've got people who may have differences of opinions all over the state of Texas as well as all over the United States.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The local Better Business Bureau has issued an advisory to check with your financial institutions. Bill McGuire says some are raising debit card fees.
The law has changed for what banks can charge as average fees for debit card transactions. It's commonly known as the swipe fee. And it used to be that banks were charging on average 44 cents per transaction. The new law caps that fee at 21 cents. So as you can imagine, banks are kind of scrambling to replace some of that lost income.
McGuire says to be sure to read the inserts and other mail that comes from your bank or credit union. And if you find out you're being charged for the first time or if that fee is going up, McGuire suggests negotiating. More comments are available on our website at WTAW.com. Wildfires that killed two and destroyed more than 1,500 homes in Bastrop County have also brought the loss of nearly 1.5 million trees. Texas Forest Service says more than 16,000 acres of pine and mixed trees burned last month. The trees killed and those that are still alive but expected to die equal about 850,000 green tons of timber or 24 million cubic feet. That's worth more than $14 million as they stood in the forest. For the second time this year, a College Station man has been arrested for improper photography. 21-year-old Zachary Calloway is accused of videotaping a woman while she was taking a shower. Officer Rhonda Seaton says investigators found the video in Calloway's computer, which was seized when he was arrested in May.
He had climbed over a privacy fence and up onto an air conditioner and placed a camera in that victim's window.
Seaton suggests keeping windows covered to prevent outsiders from looking in.
Close your blinds, close your curtains. If you have a window that can't have blinds or curtains put on it and you want to make sure that you have your privacy, you can buy some frosting that's just stick-on. You can get it at the big box hardware stores, and it's just a stick-on.
Calloway is out on bond from both arrests. Gas hasn't been cheap in the recent months, but one expert says that's about to change.
Analyst Tom Closa says the oil market is ricocheting higher.
I'm afraid that a lot of places that saw $3 or less are probably going to go back a little bit higher here in the next couple of weeks or so. It's really very violent out there.
He says the issue isn't demand because that's weak. The problem is supply, which is pretty tight. And Closa cautions prices aren't really going to fall again unless we slip into a recession. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Just a couple of guys who took off on their motorcycles who needed something to eat and a place to talk with people. That's part of the premise of a new History Channel show featuring two Bryan men. While the debut of Hairy Bikers is Monday night, you can see Bill Allen and Paul Patronella tomorrow at the Texas Reds Festival. Patronella, who is a local four-star chef and also runs a bait shop, says they've put together 12 episodes.
We go places, we learn about locals. We figure out what's fun to do there and go do it. And usually it involves killing something and eating it or just cooking something new, you know, that maybe we haven't had before. It's a lot of fun, you know. It's basically just us riding around.
Off the road less than 2 weeks following 2 months of 16-hour workdays, Allen and Patronella will be doing a food demonstration at the Reds Festival Saturday afternoon at 5.
Yeah, we'll do something with the theme, you know. The theme of the event, something to go good with steak and wine.
Six sets of chefs will be on the Palace Theater stage tomorrow beginning at 11, and you can hear more on our website at WTAW.com. Just a reminder that Reds does start today, and many roads around downtown Bryan will be closed, including parts of William Joe Bryan. For more information on those road closures, be sure to visit www.texasredsfestival.com. And also another note for those making the commute this morning, we're getting a few reports of a big rig on Highway 6 near the William Joe Bryan exit that is in the median on its side. So it's slowing traffic, but apparently not blocking lanes. We'll try to get you more information on that. Just be aware if you're driving north on Highway 6, you might have some traffic this morning. WTAW News time is 8:11 and it's 72 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Mary Maids. More news coming up or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You work long, hard hours, and it's difficult to find time to clean up around the house. Relax, because with Mary Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Mary Maids home. Your entire house is spotless, and you didn't even lift a finger. Mary Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 4 years. Call Mary Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Mary Maids. Relax. It's done.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. Ron, this is a great month. The month of October is Karastan month. What is on sale?
Well, we have huge discounts with Karastan during the month of October. And we also offer 3 years free financing. No cost to the customer. Free financing for 3 years. Karastan's known for having the best styles, the best products out on the market when it comes to carpet. The new DuPont Sirona fiber is almost impossible to stain, pet stains as well. The other thing about the Sirona fiber is that it It's very wear resistant. It's hard to wear it out. There's every type style you can imagine in the DuPont Serona fiber. There's some frizzé or shaggy shag type looks. There's also pattern products, things that have very nice patterns, cut and loop, cut piles, all type. Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement community in the heart of Bryan, invites you to join us for our Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon October 20th at 11:30 a.m. You will enjoy a specially prepared lunch followed by a tour of the community and learn about our select apartment special starting at $9.99. To reserve your spot at the Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon on October 20th or to find out about our $9.99 specials, call 979-774-1298. That's 979-774-1298. At Waldenbrook Estates, we're living life for less.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at SWHP.org.
813 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Charles Culver at Skyline Communications. Call Charles at 775-2-775-2929.
For today, we'll have mainly sunny skies along with a south breeze, so it's going to be warm. Temperatures through this afternoon well up in the 80s and a slight chance of maybe a widely scattered thunderstorm popping up. A few clouds around during tonight. Low temperatures down around 70. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, breezy. Widely scattered thunderstorm is possible. Warm in the upper 80s and dropping to 70 again at night. Clouds, occasional sunshine with a slight chance of showers on Sunday, middle 80s. I'm Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jordan, what's our temperature right now?
The temperature is currently 72.
72.
Yes, right. And there have been a couple of showers that have popped up on the radar that I saw. There was one out by Snook about 30 minutes ago, but it died after about 2 seconds.
It hit the Aggie Dome.
Yeah, it did. The outer edges.
Which I think evidently exists at the Brazos River, if not sooner.
Yes.
So, it needs to know that. Florida officials. By the way, Jay Sokol from the City of College Station joining us this morning.
J-Man.
Howdy, boys.
Hey, boy.
Jay.
Florida officials say they banned a man known for his Halloween displays from hosting a Thriller dance in his driveway.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Apparently would violate city codes.
You mean that's written on the code?
What kind of
city would be strict? Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Would violate city codes. Boca Raton officials say Rick Newman.
It's an HOA thing.
Can still go forward with plenty. Yeah, I bet he doesn't have a basketball goal in his driveway.
Right.
Yeah.
Better not.
Yeah.
He can still go forward with plans for robotic monsters, red dyed fountains, and light shows in his yard, but he will be fined $1,000 per violation.
Ooh.
If he goes ahead with plans to host neighborhood children dancing to the Michael Jackson classic in his driveway. Officials say the dancing in the email flyers Newman sent out qualified the activity as commercial, which is not allowed in his residential neighborhood.
Has he tried lobbying his city to make that an annual signature event?
I think he probably should. You know,
I think that's an angle.
The Thriller dance-off.
There you go.
I wonder how the city feels about flash mobs.
You know, but since that's supposedly, that's more surreptitiously done, isn't it? And that may be an intense choice of words, but... It's not exactly. It's advertised under the radar.
There you go. Okay.
A select number of people.
That's true.
Whereas it sounds like he was casting a very wide net, and that's why they argue that it was commercial. A school in the United Kingdom has banned kids from raising their hands if they know the answer.
Hmm. What do they do?
I'm glad you asked. Instead, they'll keep their hands.
Oh gosh.
They'll keep their hands on their desk and raise their thumbs.
Like this? Is it?
Wait, what? You mean like a little giggum thing?
Yeah.
You
mean raising your hands like this?
That's awkward.
Why?
That's awkward.
Why?
Teacher Cheryl Adams says raised hands are a distraction. It can put them off because they have to put their ideas forward in a forceful way. You normally get half a dozen.
Oh, well, we don't want kids to be enthused about knowing the answer.
No, not at all.
No.
I mean, what happened to the days when you not only raised your hand, you were so excited that you pumped your hand into the air,
yeah,
and then your arm got tired, so you had to do the other hand support 90 degrees across the top of your head to prop up on your elbow. Ooh, Miss Lowe, I know the answer. Can you tell I was one of the annoying kids in class?
The one that got things thrown at you all the time?
Exactly.
You know, I'm sorry, you're stirring my pot now. I mean, you know.
Go for it, Tom.
Well, yeah, because, you know, raising your hand because you've studied and you know the answer and you're anxious to give it, that's been such a failure. That's been so wrong for 100 years in classrooms. We need to change that.
I'm going to make him even madder. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, I was going to say, how do you raise your thumb and excitedly say, pick me, pick me, pick me.
Exactly.
It just doesn't work.
And you got to keep your hand on your desk. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And raise your thumb.
Yeah.
Keep your hands on your desk and raise your thumb.
So the guy with the biggest thumb is going to get called on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you have a big kid sitting in front of you and she can't see your thumb?
Yeah.
That's
if you're the smallest child in class, if you have a, you know, what if little Scott DeLucia was sitting at the back of the classroom, you know, with his feet dangling off the floor?
That's right.
His socks up to his knees.
And what if you don't know the answer and you're just signaling your buddy, you know, hey, dude, hey, you know, well, yeah, see you at lunch.
To finish the quote, she says, you normally get half a dozen who will regularly put up their hand and another half a dozen who will never put their hand up.
Well, yeah.
So is this somehow supposed to make them feel better about being stupid?
Right.
If you don't know the answer.
Oh, you know what? I'll bet it's that because you don't want to show up the kids that don't care.
We lit up the phones with this. Hello.
Uh-huh.
Hey, do you have to have a no pass, no play on a thumb wars?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello.
Yes, sir. Does that start thumb envy?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I was thinking it. I was. But, you know, hey, we got to leave a little class in the room every once in a while.
Yeah.
If you're out of their school class.
Very little class, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, you know what this is? You know what this is symptomatic of? It's symptomatic of the
world. What is it?
You know what really grinds my gears? It's symptomatic. It's reflective also of these Wall Street protests going on, because I'm convinced that that these people down there, that they are the ones, they are byproducts of the everybody gets a trophy, we don't keep score in the soccer game generation. Because you don't learn early in life, their mommies and daddies never told them early in life that dirty little secret that, you know what, I hate to tell you this, but in life there are winners. And there are also losers. Yeah. And sometimes you're going to be one or the other. But you know what the great and beautiful thing about this country that we live in is that when you lose, you get a chance to redeem yourself and win another time around.
Preach it, brother.
But hey, once again.
Didn't you do a book signing yesterday?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
The resemblance is uncanny, I know.
Is the Kane-Murphy ticket working its way together?
Ah,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me a little 999 love there, buddy.
Now you're talking. All right.
Together like bacon and lettuce.
Yeah. What a great quote that is. It's like bacon, lettuce, and tomato.
Yeah.
819, News Talk 1620 WTAW, Jay Sokol from the City of College Station joining us this morning.
Mm-hmm. A few things for you. We have a November 8th special election coming up for a proposed amendment to our charter. So if you would like to vote in that special election as a College Station resident, you need to register, right? So the deadline for submitting your voter registration applications to the Brazos County Registrar is October 11th. We have a lot of information about that special election on our website, CSTX.gov/elections. Just a quick review. This will determine when city elections are held, either May or November, and the length of terms for your council members. Will they move from 3 years to 4 years, or would they stay at 3 years? So again, all kinds of information at CSTX.gov/elections.
Yeah, and we kind of, not necessarily thumb our nose, that's a poor choice of words, but maybe we downplay the significance of off-year elections or in which terms are not, you know, political office is not at stake. But these are far-reaching consequences here coming out of this election.
Well, they could be, right. We are talking about either keeping elections, city elections in May, of odd-numbered years, and to do that, the city council's terms of office would switch from 3 years to 4 years in order to keep that in May of odd-numbered years. If that option fails, then the elections will be held in November.
Mm.
And so the November elections would result in three-year terms,
right,
which they currently are now. So a much more eloquent explanation of all that is online. And I'd encourage you to check that out. But if you do want to vote in that, you have to be a registered voter by October 11th. So we hope you'll take care of that business. Another couple of quick items here. On Tuesday, October 11th, College Station Recycling is hosting another one of their free green seminars. That'll be 5:30 to 6:30 on October 11th. Special guest will be the Keep Brazos Beautiful team, and they'll be talking about litter prevention and cleanup, beautification, and topics like that. So CSTX.gov/recycle is the place to go to learn more about that. And finally, I know that our municipal court judge, Ed Spillane, would want you to know that we have another warrant amnesty period coming up. That is scheduled for October 17th through the 28th. That will allow citizens with outstanding warrants to avoid paying that $50 per case warrant fee if you pay that fine in full. So if you have an outstanding warrant you are listed on our website at cstx.gov/warrants. Go ahead, browse the list.
Ah.
Look for names that may be familiar to you, maybe part of your family, maybe friends and neighbors. cstx.gov/warrants. But October 17th through the 28th is amnesty, and, of course, following the amnesty comes
the total opposite, the old roundup.
The roundup.
Yeah, the warrant rodeo.
Sounds like good old Western fun.
It really does.
It's really not so much.
Yeah.
So the roundup is October 31st through November 11th. So, again, any of this information, a whole lot more, online, cstx.gov.
Do you have, and I'm kind of putting you on the spot here, but do you have any further information about the exercise that's going on at Central Park today?
Not in great detail. I don't. I just know that we're going to have some military folks out there, probably in a lot of hazmat gear. I think they'll be utilizing the pond out there, and they are simulating a weapons of mass destruction response.
Okay.
Apparently, Central Park provided the adequate land space and the water that they needed as part of that exercise, but there will be a lot of commotion over there, and it's going to look like something big is going on.
And that's my concern, and there just hasn't been a tremendous amount of information that's been released about this. Obviously, that's would be coming from the National Guard and not you guys necessarily.
Right.
But you know what hours we'd be looking at?
No. Actually, I tried to find that out myself, and it sounded like some portion of it would be during nighttime hours, but I have to think there would at least be some staging during daylight hours as well, which is why we went ahead and put out a little feeler to folks to say, if you see something going on out there that looks out of the ordinary, you're right, but it is an exercise. It's just training, so just be aware of that as you're driving by, or kind of if you want to visit the park and maybe you're not able to access the areas of that park that you normally would. But
and just today, though, right?
That's right. I think it started last night, in fact, and it continues through the day.
All right. Jay Sokol from the City College Station. Anything else?
No, sir. That's good.
All right. We talk with the folks from the City College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time for the daily Aggie Reports, brought to you by Thrive Home Healthcare.
If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Services, a six-county area, accepts Medicare and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information. The Aggie Football Report's brought to you by StubHub. Go to StubHub and choose your seats today, the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics.
This season, scoring your dream seats to catch the Aggies in action is easy. All you have to do is head to StubHub, where other Aggie fans are selling their extras, and you can find seats that you can't find anywhere else. From the hottest Big 12 rivalry games to critical conference clashes, there's no place like StubHub for finding the tickets you want. StubHub is the official secondary ticket marketplace of Texas A&M Athletics, and your place to score the seats you want to live the dream. StubHub!
Texas A&M and Texas Tech coming up on Saturday at Jones Stadium in Lubbock. Broadcast time on the Aggie Radio Network at 5 o'clock. The game kicks at 6:11. Coach Sherman today here on the Aggie Football Report looks at Texas Tech.
Well, you know, Seth Dodge, the quarterback, he's thrown for about 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns, and one interception. So he's managing the game extremely well in that offense. And their running back is doing a nice job. Eric Stevens has about 460 yards rushing with 7 touchdowns. So they're doing a nice job of moving the ball, throwing it, and running it. And, I think they have decent balance that makes you have to be aware of both parts of their game. And defensively, they're playing with the middle linebacker, who I have a lot of respect for, Blade Dees. He's forced two fumbles. He has a tackles for losses. He has 18 tackles. He has an interception. And DJ Johnson, number 12, he's got 2 picks as well, and he's playing good football. He played a really good game against Kansas last week. So it'll be a good Tech team. We're looking forward to playing them.
Texas A&M head football coach Mike Sherman. That's the Aggie Football Report. I'm Dave South.
Do you need an office close to campus in the new Health Science Center? The Suites at Aggieland Business Park is the area's newest and greenest executive office park. The Suites are located just past the airport on FM 60, right in the middle of the biotech revolution. Your new suite includes administrative support, digital security, and access to a full kitchen and bath. Move in today or let Jim Jett customize your workspace to your exact specifications. Call Jim at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Available on RadioAggieland.com. 1620 WTAW.
Bravo Brazos Valley on this Friday, and Chris Dyer is here from the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley, and it's certainly a big weekend for all of Bryan and College Station, especially downtown Bryan with the Texas Reds Festival. But I know you're here and you want to talk a little bit about some of the artsy type of things that people are going to be able to see this year.
Right. There's not just steak and wine, which is very important, obviously, but we're starting this evening. It's opening up free of charge in downtown Bryan, so
right.
Keep that free First Friday feel alive.
Right. Right. There is a $5 charge tomorrow on Saturday,
correct.
But people need to know there is no charge tonight. So if you're used to going downtown for First Friday, which it also is First Friday, that's still free.
Yeah, you can still get right in there. There's a new parking garage. It's all opened up. But what we're doing this year, which we've done for the past couple of years since Texas Red started, is we have an artist showcase.
Right.
And that's in downtown 202 where we have... I think this year we have 18 artists.
Wow.
And it's not, what you think, painting, but it's a little bit everything. We got painters, we have potters, we have a blacksmith who's really great. He'll be out front. And we'll have live music running the whole time, a little entertainment. And you come buy some art too, but we're trying to help these artists market what they have, and it's really impressive what they're coming up with. It's good entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah, so it's a good thing to do to actually familiarize yourself with what's around downtown Bryan and in downtown Bryan every weekend.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that stuff's going on all the time. And, we're going to be over in the building, Kay Conley's building,
right.
Which is behind Madden's and Bryan
sure.
Marketplace. So come by and see us.
All right.
Also, there's a lot of good, a lot of music going on at the festival
sure.
Friday and Saturday. Obviously, you have Joe Nichols coming on Saturday night. But if you want more information about that, BryanTX.gov.
All right.
There's a lot of artists just demonstrating downtown. A lot of downtown merchants are pairing with the various artists and things like that to help their business and pull people in. So go in and check them out.
And I know that this is really kind of a blitz because I had referred to it in the newspaper as far as a lot of stage productions that have started either last week or this week. I know Brazos Valley Troupe just finished something called Manhattan Melodies. The theater company is in the middle of the Sound of Music, their season opening. And a lot of your affiliates have a lot of things going on here, especially in the fall, especially when the Aggies are out of town.
Right. Obviously everybody tries to schedule everything on an off weekend or out of town game. So, any tickets that you could think of for any production, stage center, theater company, you name it, Texas Reds. We sell tickets at the Arts Council over on Dartmouth Street and College Station.
Right. Stage Center has a Midsummer Night's Dream that is finishing up this weekend.
Correct.
You can see that tonight and tomorrow night. We talked about the Sound of Music with the theater company. I think it's going to be three weekends, and this is the first weekend. So lots of things going on, not only with Texas Reds, but on stages throughout the community.
Right. And one important thing to note, if you want Sound of Music tickets, you better get them because they're going quick.
I bet
they're
they are.
Out. So
I bet they are. That's popular. And they can pick up those tickets at the Arts Council building, right? And online also. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Have
Thanks
a great
having.
Weekend for Texas Reds. That's the Arts Council of the Brazos Valley. Chris Dyer here every other week. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Brought to you by Meese & Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese & Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese & Associates, an involved community partner. Meese & Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese & Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
1620 WTAW.
We get more info, man, so just go on highway.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are squeaking.
Come to Just Brakes now.
Just Brakes safety experts install pads and shoes on all four wheels, machine rotors and drums, and inspect your brake system for just
$99.88. $99.88? Any warranty?
Just Brakes warranties pads and shoes, including parts and labor, for the life of the car.
Pads and shoes for $99.88 and a lifetime warranty.
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Most vehicles, $6 shop fee not included. Additional repairs at additional cost are required or suggested on most cars. See store for limited guarantee terms.
This is 1620 WTAW.
Good morning, WTAW News Time is 8:31 and it's 73 degrees right now. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Polaris Fun Center. Save up to $1,000 during the factory authorized clearance on Polaris ATVs and Rangers while the supplies last. Polaris Fun Center, where they sell fun, not tractors. Good morning, I'm Jordan Meserol. There's no lack of supporters in the Brazos Valley for Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain.
The Atlanta businessman says he scheduled the College Station book signing stop before his sudden rise among GOP candidates.
And here's the other thing. My national name ID is now only at 55%. This book tour helps me to raise my national name ID, and I would be crazy not to do that. Secondly, we are integrating the book tour with some campaign stops, so they are not mutually exclusive. It's like bacon, lettuce, and tomato. You can put all three of them together. So we're putting the book tour together with campaigning.
That didn't stop one supporter from telling Cain what he should be doing.
You need to get your butt back out in the campaign trail.
Hey, what do you think this is? What do you think this is? This is to help my name ID.
Okay.
You can hear more questions to Herman Cain and his answers on our website at WTAW.com. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Meanwhile, the Texas versus Washington fight over new air pollution rules for power plants in Texas is heating up.
The Obama administration says it's making changes to new pollution rules that Governor Perry and other Republicans have argued threaten the Texas economy.
Electricity in this state and every state is vital to the economic activity. It is not something you can kind of play with and see what happens.
That's Kathleen Hartnett-White with the conservative Texas Public Policy Foundation. Dallas-based Luminant Energy says it's reviewing what these changes mean. The company had previously said that the rules were going to result in at least 500 layoffs at power plants in East Texas. In Austin, Scott Braddock, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
College Station police continue to investigate a man arrested twice for improper photography. Officer Rhonda Seaton says detectives found more video on a computer owned by 21-year-old Zachary Calloway, who was first arrested in May.
In this case, our defendant went out of his way. He went into backyards that you might assume were private. You know, he scaled a privacy fence. He would go into wooded areas where you might not think that somebody is back there and able to see.
Seaton says covering windows will take care of those who are trying to look inside the homes.
In my case, in my home, I have a window that I can't really put a curtain on, and I have some of the stick-on film that makes it look like a frosted glass window, and you can see light through it, but you can't actually see images.
Calloway's latest arrest accuses him of shooting video of a woman taking showers. Your financial institution may be among the ones increasing your fees to make up for some lost revenue.
The BBB just wants to let people know that the banks are used to making millions upon millions of dollars with these fees, and all of a sudden it's been cut in less than half for them. And so they're going to be looking at ways to modify their checking account fees.
Bill McGuire, the local Better Business Bureau, says one thing you can do is negotiate.
I checked with a local bank just to ask them what they were planning to do. Presently, that bank charges $1 per month. Now, if they get any blowback, they refund that dollar.
More information is available on our website at WTAW.com. A feature of this weekend's Texas Red Festival is some chef demonstrations. The final presenters are Paul Patronella, local four-star chef who also runs a bait shop, and a local motorcycle shop owner, Bill Allen. The duo are also the stars of the new History Channel show called Hairy Bikers. Patronella says what they're preparing tomorrow will be a surprise.
But it won't be Nutria.
The reference to Nutria comes from one of the 12 episodes of this new show.
That one's going to be funny. Oh, because we go out in fan boats and blast rats and then cook them and eat them.
Patronella says he's still recharging his batteries after being on the road for working 16-hour days for 2 months, and he's looking forward to the festival.
Oh, this ought to be a lot of fun. You know, there's going to be people there that are our friends that we know, and that's how we got in on it anyway. Yeah, it's, you know, doing something for Brian, doing something for the community. I mean, you know, we're all about it.
You can hear more online at WTAW.com. And lastly, we heard Jay Sokol earlier this morning talk about it. If you see military vehicles or soldiers in College Station today, it's just part of an exercise. Texas Army National Guard will be in Central Park today receiving training on how to respond to a weapons of mass destruction incident and how to better defend citizens against potential terrorist attacks. We're also still checking on that overturned big rig in the median on Highway 6 near William Joe Bryan. So just expect some traffic and delays as you make your morning commute this morning. WTAW News time is 8:36 and it's 73 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Merry Maids. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
This is the one you've been waiting for. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Rebates up to $1,000 on select models and great financing. Brand new 2011 ATVs and Rangers, the hardest working, smoothest riding vehicles for work, hunt, and play. And Ranger Razors, the only vehicles that deliver razor sharp performance. Sweeten these already amazing deals by trading in your current ATV or UTV and take advantage of these rebates. The Polaris Factory Authorized Clearance, now at Polaris Fun Center, just 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria in Bryan. Polaris Fun Center. We sell fun, not tractors.
My husband and I, we don't always agree on decorating decisions, but I gotta give him credit. He made a huge improvement upstairs in the attic. That fresh layer of insulation he put down saved us $240 last year on our heating and cooling. Enough for a dinette set. We're saving just by adding insulation. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Brighten your home for the holidays with the absolute lowest prices of the year on overstocked wood, carpet, tile, laminate, and granite countertops at Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet. All in-stock ceiling fans and interior and exterior light fixtures are half price at Aguiland Lighting and Design Center. Get 0% financing, plus we'll install anything bought during this sale the next day. You'll find the absolute lowest prices of the year now through October 15th at Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet and Aguiland Lighting and Design Center.
And that's a promise.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homeinstead.com/BCS, and you'll find out why at Homestead, to us, it's personal.
Protect your car and equipment engines with quality fuels from Producers Cooperative. For every gallon of E10 gasoline and low-sulfur diesel fuel from Producers contains a premium additive that fights moisture and improves lubricity. Results mean less downtime and fewer repairs. It's good insurance. Begin your protection today with fuel from Producers. High-performance fuels, quality service, outstanding results. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan. Or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary.
Nora Thompson,
Patricia Gerling,
Reba Ragsdale, and I am a breast cancer survivor.
I'm a breast cancer survivor.
Join with Aguiland Outfitters in supporting the Pink Alliance by pinking out Kyle Field on October the 29th. For more information, visit pinkoutkyle.com.
Scott & White Health Plan, the one Texans trust. Learn more at swhp.org.
839, News Talk 1620, WTAW, your Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by the pros at United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF.
Looks like we'll tend to see more clouds increasing over the next several days, and there may be a few showers and thunderstorms out there as well. But for today, mostly sunny, with a south breeze will be well up in the 80s during this afternoon. Maybe some isolated storms around. Tonight, scattered clouds and 70, sun and clouds on Saturday, slight chance of a thunderstorm, upper 80s. Warm at night, low 70s, and a lot of clouds on Sunday with the risk of a shower and temperatures near 85. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And still no start time for the Rangers game. Just okay. The information that we got earlier, apparently wishful thinking, perhaps.
I went to about every blog and website I could find.
I went to the Ranger website.
Yeah, that's where
still
I am.
Still
right
didn't
now.
Say
yeah.
the. So if they don't have it, it ain't yeah.
but now,
yet.
But
so.
Now, that said, football. And baseball, if those are your two favorites, and you're a Rangers, Aggie fan, or just especially Texas football and Major League Baseball, you ought to be in hog heaven tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you've got the Red River Shootout, Red River Rivalry, Texas OU tomorrow morning, because you can't play that game at night. Lock your doors. That one's tomorrow morning. You've got the Aggies and Red Raiders tomorrow evening. And then during the day, tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, You've got Arizona at Milwaukee. That will decide the NLDS, one NLDS. And then right after that, you're going to have St. Louis at Philadelphia. That will decide the other NLDS. And somewhere in there, they're going to squeeze in game one of the ALCS.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it pretty much, if your husband had told you that he was going to do anything productive tomorrow, there is a diminished likelihood that that will actually pan out.
Yeah.
Because there is there's a chance, you know, if he just gets up and throws on a shorts and throws on, you know, a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, that will be what he's wearing at bedtime tomorrow night. So
I will be wearing my Texas Ranger World Series hat from last year pretty much all day tomorrow.
Well, you know, and I said last year I was very tempted to get an AL West champion T-shirt. Mm-hmm. And I said last year, I said, I'm not going to buy, and I even said this on the air, I'm pretty sure I did. I said, I'm not going to buy any Rangers gear until they go to the World Series.
Right.
And they went to the World Series, and I bought the cap. And I bought the claw and antler shirt, and I bought the ALC, the AL pennant T-shirt, bought all that. Well, this year, my proclamation, I'm not buying any Rangers gear until they win the World Series.
I see.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that.
Now, go ahead.
We're bumping it up. We're kicking it up a notch.
Yeah. Now, those NLDS, when did you say they were?
Let's see.
They're today.
Yeah, they're
four.
Oh, excuse me. They're today. I'm sorry. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're today at four.
I completely misspoke.
At 4 and 7:30.
Thank you for correcting me on that. I completely misspoke.
Yeah, yeah. So actually, you can spread out your couch potato time through the whole weekend.
So now your husband
starting at four today has
no reason whatsoever.
Right.
So So we'll see how all that pans out. But yeah, it's an outstanding sports weekend. So.
And there's other stuff to do, Chase.
There's Texas Reds.
There's also
a little sorry going on Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, there is. The Brazos Valley Symphony's for opening performance of the year. We had a couple of BBVs on that this week. It's called the 30th Celebration because this is the 30th anniversary.
And your brother's one of the conductors.
Of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra. The original conductor of the BVSO's name was Harold Turbyfill. You spell it Turbyfill.
Oh.
We figure we're probably related somewhere, you know, through some misspellers down
between you two and the coach at Texas Tech.
It's a pretty common name.
I guarantee you, all three of you are related. There was just a falling out somewhere.
There was just some bad spelling down the line.
Thanksgiving got unpleasant, and the next thing you know, we're changing how we spell the name.
Exactly. But anyway, the BBSO in 30 years has only had three conductors. Marcelo Busicki's been there the last 15, so half of it. And Harold Turbyfill started it all in 1981. And Franz Krieger was right there in the middle. And all three of them will be taking part in this this celebration at 5 o'clock at Rudder Theater on Sunday. And I've got some vouchers for some tickets to it.
Yeah, we got a whole bunch of tickets. So just call us up. If you want them, they're yours. 695-1620.
Are you going to take them on the air or off the air?
We'll take them on the air as they come in if you want.
Okay.
What I need to do, I need to
get your name and phone number and call you back because you got to jump through a little bit of a hoop and I'd rather call you back and explain it to you how you get your tickets. Okay.
Oh.
So all I want is name and phone number now and I'll call you back.
All right.
If you want two tickets to the Sunday Brazos Valley Symphony concert.
There you go.
Okay.
Who is this?
Laurie Brown.
Laurie Brown. Laurie, you want to give us a phone number we can reach you at?
268-1285.
All right. There you go. Thanks, Laurie. Did you get that,
Thank
Tom?
You.
Hey, yep. All right. Hello.
Hello. This is Jeff Gage.
Jeff, you want to go see the symphony on Sunday?
Sure, man. Yeah.
You got a phone number we can reach you at?
Sure. 229-2540.
There you go. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
I'm going to call you all right after 9 o'clock.
Yeah, Tom will be calling you right after 9 o'clock. Here's another one right here. Hello.
Hey. Heard about some vouchers.
You bet.
Yeah.
You want to go see the symphony on Sunday?
Yes, that would be great.
Awesome. Who is this?
This is Jeff Sparks.
Jeff?
Yes.
Sparks. What's the phone number we can reach yet? We'll call you after 9.
777-4249.
4249. Thanks, Jeff.
4249.
Still got some if you want them. I mean, that's three right there. So we've got some more. So
yeah, that's three. If you want two tickets to the symphony on Sunday, give us a call.
Meanwhile, we were talking we were talking some sports stuff, so sort of kind of sports related. It's all over between Bocephus and ESPN.
Now there's
some sort of public yan going back and forth as to who actually fired who. Did he fire ESPN or did ESPN fire him? And
he said he made the decision on Wednesday, and then ESPN made the decision on Thursday. Right. So, you know.
Either way, you will no longer hear that your rowdy friends are coming over on Monday night. So that's done.
Mm-hmm.
Police in Pennsylvania are looking for someone who managed to sneak away with a 50-foot-long steel bridge.
Wow. Just throw it in the back?
I'm guessing some pranksters at Rice may be unavailable for comment. Because Rice engineers are known for being able to pull off some epic stunts. Span was in a wooded area along a railroad line about 60 miles north of Pittsburgh. The bridge is made out of corrugated steel. Police say it's worth about $100,000. Authorities figure the bandits will try and sell it for scrap. But a 50-foot-long bridge, gracious. Obviously, they dismantled it. I mean, you know, just hook it up to the truck. No, it doesn't quite work that way. I don't know. They might have tried it. Hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah. What's that hitch rated for?
Yeah, really. Pull the whole axle on it.
Right.
I hope it's not a bumper hitch, because if so, boy, that thing's coming off fast. You better have the trailer. You better have a towing package on there.
That'll cost you.
That's right. Tell you what, you throw a towing package in, we got ourselves a deal.
How can I get you into this towing package?
That's right.
Today.
Well, let's talk. A British bird lover is so attached to his pair of prize parrots.
How attached is he?
He rarely goes anywhere without them, even to the shower. What do you want to guess that Stuart Romaine is? He's 39. What do you want to guess that he's single? He can often be seen walking through town with the birds on his shoulders as he makes his way to work or shopping. Mm-hmm.
You sounded like the senator.
Yeah. The senator?
Yeah, from Minnesota. What's his name? You know.
Oh, Al Franken?
Yeah.
Oh, doing Stuart Small?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, he's good enough. Yeah, good enough.
Gosh darn it, people like me.
Uh-huh.
When the 39-year-old car salesman takes a shower, Coco and Taz, Coco is a cockatoo, Coco the cockatoo, and Taz, a parrot, will flutter in with him. Oh, it's like Snow White.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Disney movie.
The birds have their own room in the house and sometimes greet passersby from a tree in front of his house. Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say good old Stuart does not have a problem with dating. He's not exactly beating them back.
Who needs a relationship when you got two?
When you got two birds, they give him all the companionship he needs.
Yeah. He's got plenty of pocket protectors though.
Yeah, really. Yeah. Nobody can talk a lot about Star Trek too.
Now you've gone to meddling.
Yeah, Tom, why did you say that about Star Trek? Because if Ben's listening, he's going to call. There are plenty of results from lab tests of drivers in car simulators that highlight the dangers of texting while driving. Here's another story I'm so sorry I did not get to until now. I stink at doing this show. And obviously the first caller this morning reminded me of that. Researchers at Texas A&M University.
Oh, really?
The Transportation Institute, Texas Transportation Institute.
The old TTI.
Yeah, the old component of the Texas A&M system. Put rubber to the road to show exactly how risky is distracted driving. And it's fair to say that probably a higher concentration of our listeners right this moment are driving, okay? Mm-hmm. 42 drivers from 16 to 54 years old were placed behind the wheel of a car and drove around a closed track of about 11 miles in length. The researchers monitored how long it took drivers to react to a flashing light while driving normally and how long it took them to react to that same flashing light while attempting to text and read a message on a mobile phone. Researchers say the average normal reaction times were about a second or two, but put a cell phone in the driver's hand and reaction times jumped to 3 or 4 seconds. And obviously a lot can happen at 70 miles an hour in an extra 1 to 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. What's more, texting drivers in the study were 11 times more likely to miss the flashing warning lights completely.
Wow.
Hmm.
11 times. Researchers also note that distracted drivers had much more difficulty staying in the straight driving lane as well as maintaining consistent speeds. And here's something to think about. Let's say you have no problem fiddling with your device while you drive, and you think, I control my vehicle reasonably well. Well, if you think you control your vehicle reasonably well, what happens when you get next to someone in traffic who also only reasonably well controls their vehicle, or is one of those that really does not control their vehicle very well, especially when they're distracted, and the two of you have that 1 to 2 seconds that neither of you is paying attention? And as I just said, a lot can happen in a moving vehicle in 1 to 2 seconds. So put down the phone. Is your Facebook status that important?
It, you know, no, it is not.
I mean,
it is not.
Come on.
At all.
Yeah. It's pretty bad in this town. I'm sure a lot of listeners have experienced, you know, because you get the flood every year, about 10,000 16-year-olds into this town, or 17-year-olds, however old Texas A&M freshmen are now. But
You're sounding more and more like an old guy.
Let me break up my britches here.
Every time those kids come in here, can't drive.
Yeah, in September, I mean, I was sitting at the George Bush and Texas intersection, and I light went yellow, and I came to a stop, and sure enough, I just happened to look up in my rearview mirror, and I could see the girl was texting and looked up to stop probably within 6 inches of my bumper. Yeah. I was actually taking my foot off the brake to get ready to roll into the intersection.
Did you get out and shake an angry fist at her?
I said,
you drive like a bat out of hell.
I said, stay off my lawn.
Yeah.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, I've told you before that my wife Jenny's a teacher. You gotta love them. If you don't do it right the first time, they make you do it over and over until you do. Works for me. Well, Half Price Books gets it right all the time with their educator discount card. Whether it's something for herself or her kids or even me, she gets 10% off of all her purchases all year long. And during Educator Appreciation Weekend, October 6th through the 10th, she gets an extra 20% off her entire purchase when she renews her card. For teachers, professors, and librarians, the Half Price Books Teacher Discount Card is just their way of saying thanks to some really special folks. So whether you're a teacher or not, visit Half Price Books this October and dive into the experience. Half Price Books, real books, real treasures, real cheap. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels.
Why do more families choose UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley? Convenience. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open Saturdays and Sundays to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. UPA accepts most major insurance plans, including Scott & White, and with 9 pediatric specialists on staff, UPA is always ready to provide the finest care available. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA, every child deserves a specialist.
The calendar says it's fall. The thermostat says it's still summer. But Rattler's convenience stores always have great specials regardless of the weather. This month, stop by and pick up any size cappuccino for only 89 cents. Grab an ice-cold 18-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors for only $13.99. Plus, enjoy a hot dog and any size fountain drink for only $1.49. Rattler's, where you'll always find specials regardless of the weather. Rattler's, clean, friendly, Texan.
Waldenbrook Estates, an all-inclusive retirement community in the heart of Bryan, invites you to join us for our Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon, October 20th at 11:30 a.m. You will enjoy a specially prepared lunch followed by a tour of the community and learn about our select apartment special starting at $9.99. To reserve your spot at the Chef's Fall Harvest Luncheon on October 20th or to find out about our $9.99 specials, call 979-774-1298. That's 979-774-1298. At Waldenbrook Estates, we're living life for less.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
854, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Oh, how I love to do this.
Yeah.
He's the boss. He's a member of the board of the National Association of Broadcasters. He's the general manager. He's Area Man, Mr. Ben Downs.
Hey, not just, even kryptonite.
Just gives
not
you chills.
Not even yeah. kryptonite. I had two very notable people ask me what the whole Area Man joke was about. Mm. I said, I don't know.
It's a secret.
I do, but I'll share someday. Yeah. Someday down the road. Yeah.
So you actually come in bearing very important news.
Have you done birthdays?
Just run a couple.
Just run a couple. Just set me up a little bit. And in birthdays today.
Hang on. In birthdays. Here we go.
I hadn't already wadded that one up.
TV personality and resident
Doesn't matter.
Resident Hen Joy Behar is 69.
Doesn't matter.
Bishop Desmond Tutu. is 80.
Is anybody 89 or older?
Not on my list, no.
No.
Not that's alive.
Uh-huh. Today is the birthday of WTAW.
Happy birthday to
Happy
us.
Birthday to us.
We are 89 years old today. Ah. 89.
So we're 89. starting our 90th year in actuality.
Well,
is what we're doing.
Yeah, let's confuse everybody.
Well, yes. Actually, this is, you know, we thought we would, because after all, we are broadcasting, we would just go ahead and
we're
do
all
what we wanted
that.
To do. I thought maybe first of the year we'd kind of, you know, start our 90th mm-hmm. anniversary mm-hmm. celebration.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, there was, didn't you talk to some people who were around who flipped the switch or something one time, Tom? Who?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some old guys that, you know, work for the battalion and WTAW, the TAW. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? Yeah. What, Merrimack?
Speak up. We got microphones on.
Miss WTAW.
Oh, that's what the hourglass thing you were doing was. Yeah. I was like, what is she talking about? She was literally doing the hourglass shape, and I'm thinking, what is she talking about? Is this a Days of Our Lives reference? But,
right. Yeah. Well, no, Miss WTAW, she's, you know, we found her that time.
That's right.
She's down in Houston.
Yeah, we had some swimsuit pictures of her, didn't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Like out there in front of Sears.
Uh-huh. Yeah, back in the 50s.
Pin-up girls, really.
Mm-hmm.
Eat your heart out, Betty Page.
Yeah. Well, it's in there. It was really good. It was realistic. It was kind of like reality radio. There she was in her swimsuit and her high heels sitting on top of a control board. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, which is how we kind of do the show.
There's not a day that I walk in that's not waiting on
yeah.
you.
So. Yeah. I'm wearing a swimsuit right now.
Yeah, but you're wearing flats, so it's not quite as traditional.
Yeah. And until you put the heels on, Jordan, it doesn't qualify.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway. Starting 90 years next year, we have just completed our 89th.
And since it's in vogue nowadays to celebrate a birthday week, you know, as some people do,
mm-hmm.
I think if we celebrate our 90th year, we go ahead and start looking, we need to start looking ahead to 100 anyway. So, God willing, we're all here.
So as you bump into us and you have stories of the very early days, mm-hmm. come out and tell us about them. Because, mm-hmm. It never ceases to amaze me. Somebody will say, yeah, I was on that station in the 1940s before I went off to war or something.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
And there's not many in town that can say that.
No.
The stations.
It's what's unusual is in the very early days, the stations didn't broadcast, you know, they didn't know what to do with radio. And, they would only broadcast if they had something to say. At noon, they would have the home economist report and they would turn the transmitter on at 12 noon and at 12:15 when that show was over with, they'd turn that baby back off again. Very good. And at 5 o'clock when it was time for the county agent report, they would turn the transmitter on. Mr. County Agent would give his report and then they'd turn that baby back off.
Tell us how pork belly sold that day.
Yeah, no DVRs or nothing back then.
Wow.
If you wanted it, you just had to ask him, would you give that report one more time?
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And then we go.
Well, very good. So happy birthday to us, WTAW. At, let's see, 8:58, on this date in history, on this date in history, most importantly, on this date in 1922, a radio station in Central Texas signed on the air. It was known not what it's known by now, but it's now known as WTAW.
Yeah, some short guy said, hi!
Yeah, some little guy got on the air and said, hi! and then there was dead air right after that.
Have we heard from him?
No, I've gotten one email from him, and it was about the A&M game last weekend.
Oh, that's the one. How many times did you get it?
Twice.
I got it 9 times. I got it
nine
7 times.
He's still figuring
7
out.
7 times right then, and then 2 times the next day.
Imagine if he was actually paying for something online with a credit card, how many times his credit card would be charged if he hit you know, as many times as he
times.
Hit.
Just one silly little paragraph, and we got it 9 times.
Well, you know, did you know?
When's he coming back? Is it
week from Monday?
Week from Monday.
Week from Monday. And.
Yeah.